You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the co-hosts of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, Chris.
And Jonathan. We're back.
Yeah, we going on.
What's happening?
You had to take a week off for some things. Family was in the hospital.
Yeah.
Me included.
Yep.
Well, not in the hospital, but in case y'all can hear in my voice, I had to have some surgery. You know, getting the implant in my tooth, so I had to get the tooth taken out, so I got this little thing in, so I don't look like a snaggle tooth with this huge gap missing in my mouth. So, you know, I'm like, okay, so now I got a little lisp in my voice and whatnot, but it's all gravy.
Can't even tell.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm getting used to it. It's, you know, going to be what it is for, you know, at least the next 6 months or so. So, you know, that's what's up with that. You know, we happy to be back. A lot going on. It's been a ton of stuff going on in the sports world.
Yeah, it's been a lot. You
know, and if it was getting close, we know for fantasy purposes, too, playoffs is coming around.
Yeah, playoffs is getting close. And if you like me, you are ready to punch a hole in the wall with your fantasy teams right now. God damn.
Yep.
I'm going through it right now.
Yeah, college football getting close to the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, them bowl games is coming.
Which means every single game right now is important.
Oh, yeah. Turkey season, there were a lot of big games.
Yes,
had some
sir.
Fights on the last couple weeks, some interesting fights. And, you know, we handing out some noise and what the fuck. You know, it's a lot of those.
A grip of them.
Mm-hmm. Do we get into all that? So, you know, if y'all want to hit us up, y'all want to talk any sports, get at us, all that good stuff. You can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219. Or you can reach us via the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything that y'all want to dish out to us, just let us know and we will definitely get back at you.
Holla! That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
All right, before we start, I got a few shout-out, a few things to mention. First off, with all that's been going on, we got to send some prayers out to all these people overseas dealing with all of the straight up violence.
Straight up.
Paris.
Yeah. Prayers to France.
Mm-hmm.
Japan.
I mean, they had
a tsunami warning and all that stuff.
I mean, mamas else in the continent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
So definitely prayers go out to all those all those people, all those families, all the families that lost, you know, people with the ISIS. Assuming it's ISIS. You know, we don't know, I guess, for sure, but whatever it may be, I hope whoever pulled that shit off gets exactly what they got coming to them. I hope Obama goes out with a bang.
Yeah, it's feeling like
off them.
They trying to push it to some, and you know, I hope it don't go there. But it's like every damn week, it feel like folks getting killed, mass bombings and whatnot. So, I hope everybody's doing well with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
For us personally, got to give a couple shout outs. First off, to the Hip Hop Digest, who we had on our last episode.
Definitely.
Had a great time with them fellas.
Kurt G.
Talking football.
Killing Killer. And
Ezio Grigio.
You know, whatever name you want to go by, sir. You know, definitely appreciate all three of y'all brothers stopping by. That was an awesome show.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed doing that.
Oh, yeah. So make sure you check them out at hiphopdigestshow.com.
Absolutely.
Also give shout outs to Teddy D from Teddy the Why D. Not podcast.
Straight out of Louisville. What happened?
Yeah, we were guests on his show last week, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Great episode. That was fun to do, man.
That episode could have gone on for like 3 more hours. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
shout out to you, Teddy.
Yeah,
make sure you
out,
check
man.
Him out.
Definitely
he's on iTunes, Stitcher, all that. Look for the Why Not podcast.
And the Unscripted as well.
Oh, yeah.
Unscripted podcast as well. So
shout out to Lish. Was talking about me putting her up on game, trying to get her ready for some football.
That's what's happening. It was, to, you know, halfway through. But, you know, that's all right. Better late than never.
Yeah, we told her, like, she ain't watching yet. Like, just you can watch some playoff games. That'll help. They won and done. They major. You know, and then slowly but sure, if you like that, you can start working your way into the season.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but,
sir.
You know, when you get tweets and stuff like that, you know, how can we not come back and get on this and do this, man?
Exactly. So, we definitely appreciate all the love that we're getting on the Twitter feeds, on the Black Is website, mm-hmm. You know, all the reviews and everything from Stitcher and all. Definitely appreciate it. Keep it coming.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it coming.
Oh, yeah. iTunes, Stitcher. You know, leave us some rating and reviews. We love the 5-star kind.
Absolutely.
Let us know what you think.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, we're getting with some feedback now. Got a few emails.
All right.
And a voicemail as well.
For sure.
All right, so let's jump into this.
All right, let's
start off with the voicemail.
Hey, man, what's going on? This is Teddy D from the Why Not Podcast. I'm Scripted. Had to come by and leave a voicemail to not only thank you guys for coming on the show and showing love, but I just got done listening to the show, getting ready for work from last week. Shout out to the brothers from Hip Hop Digest, man. I'm just now hearing about them, so I listened to a couple more shows, and they are dope, man. So appreciate y'all putting me up on them. Man, as far as the show, I had no idea Tim Duncan was about to, he's 46 games away from being over 1,000 games, one team. That's crazy. And as always, just to remind you, a lifelong Orlando Magic fan, he should have been in the Orlando Magic blue and white. I'm just saying. Like, we almost got him. So he, Grant Hill, if he would have stayed healthy, Tracy McGrady, don't ever forget. That's all I'm saying. Other than that, man, nothing really to report from my U of L cards yet. Y'all going to get into college basketball eventually. So, you know, yeah, look out for us, man. That's all I got. So, once again, I appreciate it, y'all. Keep up the good work, and I'll get y'all in on. Peace.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, appreciate that, Teddy D.
Hey, man. Yeah, Tim Duncan is getting up there, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. All them damn got one team. It was crazy to think. He was close to going to Orlando. Mm-hmm. And, man, had, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. But, man, had that trio been able to stay healthy, championship. Yeah. They getting one.
Yeah.
You got Duncan, T-Mac, and Grant Hill. You getting the championship. So, oof. Orlando fans, I get it. I understand. Chicago was one with them, too. All three of them. And they got brushed to the side. Get the fuck out of here. Ain't nobody going to Chicago.
Hey, man, had the Admiral come through like, hey, man, just stay. You know, we can win some more. Like, all right. And then 3 more chips.
Like,
shout out, man. 8,051 seasons later. Like, I'm still here. We winning.
Duncan is one of those players. You can already see it that when, you know, let's say 20 years down the line, when you're talking about the greatest players of all time, he will be that guy who's kind of forgotten about, but is arguably the best. You could argue big. He's in the argument of bigs now.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's the best power forward to ever play the game. Yeah. I don't think it's even close anymore. Yeah. I mean, you know, you got guys, you know, Kevin McHale and some, you know, some great mm-hmm. power forwards, but
Charles Barkley, Carl Malone,
all these guys, but Duncan is the, mm-hmm. I mean, goddamn, he's still doing it now at what, 38 years old, 39. I mean, putting in the work, you know, and, you know, making the sacrifices necessary so his team can get more players and better mm-hmm. players. I mean, it's those kind of things that you really don't think about when you're talking about some of the greatest players. But those are some of the things that really do make a difference and matter in the end. So, I mean, you know, shout out to the man.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be – his name is going to come up again in the NBA section with a discussion that was brought up not too long ago. Regarding him and a certain superstar out here in Los Angeles. That's gonna be interesting. All right, let's jump into these emails.
All right, let's go.
We got three of them, so No, we actually got four. We got three from the homie Baylor the Great.
Baylor, what up, bro? What's
hey, man.
Happening, brother?
Shout out to you for that tweet, that little letter he wrote in the census little vision where he threw a lot of his favorite shows in there with the name.
Yeah.
It was real cool, man. That was cool. I know I listen to a lot of podcasts.
That was
too.
Creative, man.
Yeah.
So shout out. Yeah,
much love,
dude.
He's a great podcast listener, great supporter of a lot of black podcasts. So maybe I'm speaking for everybody who was mentioned, but we appreciate you, man, for real. Yeah.
That's real talk. So definitely keep it coming, brother.
Oh, yeah.
We got him back to back,
like your Lakers.
Got three. Well, not this
season. We talking about wins. Yeah, not this season.
Not this season, sir. But go ahead, sir. Let's see what he got.
He got one is a sports bank robbery. Let's see how far your sports knowledge goes within a fun game.
Okay.
You'll need a driver, shooter, the muscle, money collector, and brains behind the scheme. For him, his driver, Jeff Gordon.
Okay.
Shooter, Steph Curry.
Okay.
Muscle, Ivan Drago.
Mm-mm.
Money collector, Alex Rodriguez. Brains, Bill Belichick. P.S., I was going to pick Dale Earnhardt, but that didn't end well. It would have been a terrible joke.
Mm.
Like, okay.
Yeah, I can understand.
Yeah. Now, for me, seeing him when he was killing out in VA and all that, I wouldn't have had a problem with it. You know, he might be my pick because that dude has some driving skills.
Yeah.
For me, I would go with what's my man name? Oh shoot, for driver, the one who got accused of hitting somebody and almost
you talking about Tony Stewart?
Yeah, Tony Stewart be my driver because show he don't care any type of vehicle he can whip. he got Steph Curry. Ugh. I will go with. I'll take Larry Bird.
Okay.
For muscle, and I gotta agree because I did listen to that joint on Hoopla. I was like, you did pick a fictional dude that is funny.
Who?
He did for his muscles. Ivan Drago.
Ivan Drago.
For muscle.
Like muscle.
Shaq.
Mm.
Shaquille O'Neal.
The Big Diesel.
Mm-hmm. Money collector, Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
You know how to collect that paper. And the brains, I'm going with my man, Greg Popovich. Could you get any collection of players or people on the team, he going to make it work and pull it off.
Mm.
That's mine.
All right, drivers, since you using the fictional one, I'm going to use one too. Ricky Bobby is the best driver I've ever seen. I'm always going for number one, baby. That's my dude. Let's see. Shooters. I don't want to use the ones y'all use. Shooters, I'm going to go with my boy Kyle Korver down at ATL. All
right.
That boy is wet. What else we got?
For muscle.
Mike Tyson. Ooh, knocking cats out left and right. For a bonus, though, for muscle, I go with Triple G. That dude, Golovkin. Oh, my God. He has like 35 wins, 31 or knockouts. He just be killing cats. Oh, I wish Floyd would have fought him. Oh, Floyd would have got his.
And
his
I may throw in, I know it's football. I throw in the Big Show.
And there you go, the Big Show. That's what's happening. Money collector. That's a tough one. You know what? I mean, be fucked up. You say Donald Sterling collecting checks with his racist ass. You running it as a plantation, basically collecting his money, bitch ass Nick. And then for
brains,
I'm gonna go with a brother here. I'm going with Ozzie Newsome, GM for the Ravens.
There you go.
Who, I mean, you know, granted things haven't been great lately, but from what, like 98 to 2010, I mean, he was like arguably the best GM in the game. You know, picking Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs, Ray Rice. You know, he got Torrey Smith, traded for Anquan Boldin, all these dudes. I mean, the moves he made were impeccable moves. You know, trading to get Steve McNair and just a bunch of moves he made. And plus, he's a brother on top of that. So, got to give him some love. So, that's my five right there.
All right. There you go. Email number two.
All right.
Father Time feedback. Fellas, it's two things that any athlete hates to come across during their career. The injury bug and Father Time. In these past few days, Kobe and Peyton have talked to both recently. I'm a diehard Laker fan, not delusional, though. And we all know how Jonathan feels about the Broncos. Put the team pride to the side. I ask, is it time? And do you personally want to see either sit down, in parentheses, retire? P.S. As of right now, I can see Cam in the Super Bowl against either the Pats or, yeah, just the Pats right now. Even though Edelman might be out for a while, that's a hell of a matchup, though, and I'm rolling with the black quarterback. Hashtag black quarterback end zone dances matter.
Oh, that's great.
We'll start with your boy.
All right. Let's just get this out the way. I said, even before the season started, going back to last season, I thought this year was going to be Peyton's last year. I was just under the impression, look, the man's, you know, 39 years old, and, you know, I watch all everything for the Broncos, so I see all the clips and everything. And, I mean, you could see it last year. I mean, granted, he was hurt. He tried to play through it, but you could just see he was slowly just starting to deteriorate. Not, I don't want to say deteriorate, but he was slowly starting to decline as a player. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this year, you know, he's been banged up, got the rib injury and the plantar fascia and all that stuff. So, you know, it's damn, your body gets older. Your body gets a little more brittle taking all those shots. You know, it hasn't helped that he doesn't have an offensive line that can protect him as good as we would like. But is it time? Yeah. After the season, it is time. I mean, I don't want to see him retire like mid-season, just getting, you know. There's all this talk about, you know, basically he being put on the back burner now and Brock Osweiler being the guy. But, I mean, everybody in that everybody in that organization has always said, when healthy, Peyton's the starter. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with that being said, after the season, I think that's it. I think they'll work to re-sign Brock Osweiler, and he will be the quarterback of the future going forward. And, you know. Go from there.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, we both discussed that. It had that vibe. Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't say it that this was his last year, but it had that vibe that this is probably going to be it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it seemed like he's thrown an interception every damn game he's been in this season. You know, the deep ball is not the same. It's one thing if he could still be effective, which he can. It's
ugly.
Yeah, it's been real bad this year. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, and yeah, I wouldn't kick him out either. I think he deserves the right
to go out on his terms.
Yeah, right. To play his way. And if we're going to lose, you invested in him. He got to the Super Bowl.
I mean, he got the team to 7-2. Let's not act like he just didn't do anything.
Right. So, you know, the defense stepped up, but he's quarterback.
Yeah.
We would say it about anybody else.
And all his players stand behind him. Mm-hmm. So.
You know, so I will, you know, I agree with him that, you know, this is it for him.
That's it.
And he should retire.
Kobe, go ahead.
You know what? I've heard a lot from people saying with what he's given to the Lakers, you can't just kick him to the curb. You paid him in a sense, and we're all like, look, we loyal. This is how we treat people here in LA and blah, blah, blah. You can't just be like, oh, well, renege. The hell out because you suck. But you want to monitor his minutes? Yes, do that. You know, we continue. It's going to be a, you know, all season discussion on winning versus development. He does need to get play. I ain't with him sitting on the bench. I don't, you know, the way he's struggling, coming off the bench is not going to help him. Mm-hmm. He needs to be in the starting lineup. Now this whole thing, this other game, he was playing like almost 40 minutes. Nah, but he deserves the right to go out. I mean, cause the last couple of years he was playing well and then just got hurt. And unfortunately it was season ending injuries. But I would let him ball out as best as he can. Let people enjoy what may be his last time playing. We don't know yet. Mm-hmm. It's still early. We're not even at a quarter of the season yet. He may pick it up, but you let him play out. And then after that, if he wants to keep playing, as long as he is willing to take a step back, you know, we're going to admit that, look, we are going in a different direction. This is not championship or bust at this moment. We got to build back up to that point. You know, let us handle it. We're trying to build this. It's about the franchise. It's not about you. You were a Laker fan before you got here. So you know, just let us handle our business. Even though it's not Dr. Buzz, we don't know what they're going to do. Let him handle it and let him see what happens. Now, if he wants to just be like, pull some Allen Iverson crap, then I don't know what we're going to do.
Goodbye.
Yeah, it may just be like, look, we ain't trying to go that route. And it just may be, well, I ain't playing for nobody else. Like, well, I don't know what you're going to do, but we ain't having that. So he may just have to retire by default. But just like with Peyton, let Kobe play it out. And look, as much as people complain about some of this negative stuff he does, these young guys need to be allowed to pick this dude's brain. This guy is, admittedly, will go down to probably a top 10 all-time player.
Yes.
You need to let these young guys learn from him. Let them teach about being a professional, working hard, little things here and there to up to better their game and, you know, all of that. I think he should be allowed to do that. And then when the season's over, then you discuss it. But right now, he still needs to be in the starting lineup, and you just roll with it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, if he gets to that point where he decides he wants to come back for another season, he's going to have to, number one, take a pay cut.
Mm-hmm.
That, no questions asked. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, he's really going to be on a time crunch because, I mean, he's going to be what, like 30, 38, 39 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. We all saw what happened to Steve Nash. Laker fans don't forget, and they don't want to see that nonsense again. So, I mean, you'd hate to see it get to that point, but if Kobe does want to come back, I could see the Lakers just being like, nah, no thanks.
Yeah.
They ain't going to word it that way, but it's like, look, man, you know, we would love to have you back, but
we can't.
Yeah.
We have a disagreement on how we view Kobe Bryant in the system for next season.
Something.
You know, his role in the organization is a little different than what we view, and because of that, we're just like,
we're gonna part ways.
Right. Let's just end it here.
Yep.
But yeah, as of right now, I mean, the Pats are always gonna be damn favored to make it from jump. Carolina, I'm loving what they see. I'm loving what I'm seeing.
Man, Cam threw 5 TDs today, so shoot.
But playoffs ain't started yet.
Exactly. Broncos, baby. 8-2. Whoop. Don't get it twisted. We ain't gone yet.
Yeah, that NFC tough.
Mm-hmm.
They got some interesting teams out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I want Cam to get his chance. He's been ridiculed. We're going to get into that too. But I would love to see Cam Newton in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Now, whether he wins or not, I would like him to win. But remains to be seen, but I like to see Cam in mm-hmm. Super Bowl and Carolina get back. They ain't been in a minute.
Yeah.
So
since John Fox was there.
Mm-hmm. All right, on to number 3.
Let's go.
Coach Baylor.
Uh-oh.
Including every single sport possible that involves trading players, what is, in your opinion, the worst trade ever in history, not only in general, but for your team as well? P.S. NFL playoff picture is shaping up. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. New England and Carolina look like a ratings game. I hate the Pats and all that for black quarterbacks. You know who my Vegas money is on. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Feast well. Yes, we will.
The dumbest trade. One trade that always sticks in my mind is Atlanta trading. Fifth pick overall, they traded the first pick in the second round. They traded some other stuff, which turned into Drew Brees and LaDainian Tomlinson. They traded Michael Vick for LT and Drew Brees. What? But, I mean, probably the dumbest trade was...
Yeah, that's all I got to think of that.
For my team? That's easy. Trading Elton Brand for Tyson Chandler and Eddie Curry. I was so sick to my stomach when I saw that. I said, wait, you got a dude who's giving you 20-10 and you're trading him for high schoolers? Not even established players? Oh, my God, which set us back like 4 more years. Eddie Tyson Chandler at least panned out to into a decent defensive player after he left Chicago. Eddie Curry never panned out to anything. That was just a waste of a pick. God, that was the, one of the worst trades I've ever seen in my life. Football-wise, that RG3 trade was like
god-awful. Yeah, I was thinking that one, too.
God-awful.
Yeah, you gave, what, two firsts, like two seconds?
Firsts, 2 seconds. Another one is Dallas trading for Roy Williams. They gave like a first-round pick, a second-round pick, a sixth-round pick. It was like, god damn, Roy Williams was ass.
Yeah, I don't know what the Spurs could lay. I'm like, they made a lot of trades.
Baseball? I'd have to do
some it's more signings.
I'd have to think about the baseball trades.
I don't know about trade. I know that Albert Pujols signing was dumb as hell. Horrible. For basketball, that one with the Lakers did when they got what was it, Benoit Benjamin?
Was that one?
Back in like the 90s? I'm trying to think. Oh, I can also think of basically with your Bulls team, but that would be on the Knicks when they traded for Jamal Crawford and they gave up a gang of picks, like a number one pick, and landed.
they got Tyrus Thomas. Mm-hmm. Oh, we should have got LaMarcus Aldridge. God, the Bulls just kept striking out.
But them Knicks trades was terrible.
Yeah, the Knicks did.
I think they traded for Eddie Curry.
Yes.
Like, all right. Oh, my God.
Who else we got?
I know there's some good ones out there. You're like, what in the hell?
I have to think about those.
I'm going to look for some more on that.
I'm going to have to look at those, man. We'll get you back on that.
Yeah, we know there's some. I'm sure we gave some. But, yeah, those are good. So, yeah, shout out to you, Baylor, man.
Appreciate that, man.
I always appreciate your emails, man. And we got one more.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Chris and Jonathan.
Hello.
Congratulate you on making a great guest appearance. Heard you on the Why Not podcast. We introduced you to some and expanded the knowledge of those who know you. I learned a lot about your backgrounds, which was the purpose of the show. The two of you did not disappoint. I laughed and really enjoyed your sharing thoughts of attending HBCUs and your family ties to the college decisions and reasons you have chosen the squad you ride with in basketball and football. Love your sports happy hour show, especially the football portion. And the basketball section complements another basketball show I listen to regularly.
For sure.
Congrats again. Keep bringing a great product and have a blessed Thanksgiving. Hoopla's number one fan.
What up, Mama G?
Thank you, though.
Appreciate that. How in the hell is Spirit your child? Spirit don't like football at all, and that is your favorite segment? Spirit, gotta holler at us, man. How is it that your sister and your mom like football, and you just... It goes right over your head.
You're like, I don't
understand. It's all good, though. But definitely appreciate that, Mama G.
Yeah, but you listen to us on the show.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely appreciate that. Shout out to Spirit and Storm.
Oh, yeah, shout out to the G-Spot.
Right on.
You know, always appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, let's get into these.
All right, let's go.
Man,
it is time.
Week 11.
It's been flying by, man, I must say. And I am pleased with the results of my squad. I mean, we've basically signed, sealed, and delivered our division. Holla at your boy.
Holla. Hey, man.
I'm ready. I'm so ready for next week.
Hey, man. Well, let's bring it up. I mean, it was close with the Bears, man. It was close.
But we got the win, and that's all that mattered.
17-15. It was like, oof.
Brock Osweiler, first start on his 25th birthday. Got the W. That's a hell of a birthday gift right there, baby. Let's go. I mean, let's just keep it real. People are going to make this into a quarterback controversy. It is not. And I tweeted that out before the game. It is not a quarterback controversy, no matter how well Brock Osweiler played. If Peyton Manning is healthy, Peyton Manning is the starting quarterback. We can squash that noise. I looked at all the clips from my Bronco stuff. After the loss against Indy, where did Peyton get pulled at? Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Every player, including Brock Osweiler, said, when 100% healthy, we all know Peyton's the starter. So your backup quarterback knows that. I don't know why the media is trying to push it into something bigger than that. All I really wanted to see was, can Brock Osweiler be that dude for the future? He showed today, yes, he can. He ran that offense perfectly to a T. And that running game was right back on track, baby. Let's go. 171 yards or something like that. They went nuts, 170.
Ronnie Hillman, 21 carries for 102.
C.J. Anderson was getting in there, too. Yeah,
12 for 59.
Let's go. And Brock Osweiler was spreading that ball around, baby. Like Owen Daniels, Vernon Davis, Demaryius Thomas, and we didn't have Emmanuel Sanders. Let's go. Cody Latimer got his first touchdown back. Let's go, man. I'm telling you, this is the kid looked good. The kid looked good, but let's just keep it clear. This is Peyton's team still. 100. That's just what it is.
Yeah. Period. He's a quarterback of next season. You know, the future and like next season.
He needs to be re-signed, though. Because yeah, I'm like, Brock Osweiler, he's 25 years old. He's young enough. He's been sitting for a while, so I know he's eager to start. I'm like, re-sign that kid before his value goes up too much.
Yeah. For Chicago, I mean, no Matt Forte.
No Alshon Jeffrey. Nope. It was a tough game for Jay Cutler.
Yeah, 18 to 32, 265 in the interception.
Going up against the best defense in the league. But hey, I mean, what you going to do? Even without DeMarcus Ware, we still getting it done.
Hey, they had a chance to tie it.
Yeah.
Went for the 2 points. I was shocked that they ran it. I mean, I liked the play call on third down where they ran it to get in for the touch. And I was like, okay, I like that. And I was like, you ran it on 2-point conversion? Like, okay.
You know I wasn't tripping.
Nah, but oh yeah. Speaking of the animals, we talking about your boy. We know we was missing the Hakeem Talib. We spending this game for poking folks in the eye, Dwayne Allen.
For doing the damn Three Stooges. He's such a, like, look, man.
That was so blatant.
I want to believe as a fan, I want to believe that there wasn't intentional, that he was trying to just poke him in the helmet and just kind of shove his head. But I mean, it's like, dude, your fingers went straight through his face mask and just got him dead in the eyeball. You're like, come on, bro. There's no room for that, you know. And in a sense, I don't want to blame him or that defense, but you know, as good as our defense has been, they killed a lot of their momentum, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had what, 8 turnovers today compared to none for Chicago. Now there are
penalties.
Yes.
Yeah, 8 penalties. Yeah.
So I mean there are some defensive players who feel that the NFL got something against them. They targeting them a little bit. You know, so I don't know. I don't think that's true. I don't want to get into conspiracy theories and all that stuff, but look, it is what it is. Keep to leave. He was back today. Keep your head on straight. I know Wade Phillips and them is trying to pound into their heads, you know, keep your composure. No, TJ Ward is doing some stupid things. He might get fined again for a late hit on Jay Cutler. Like, these dudes just got to relax. They're aggressive a little bit too much sometimes. And it intends to backfire and kill our offense. So it is what it is, but keep to leave and them boys, hopefully they learn from that, because that was stupid.
Yeah. That was. But hey, man. Y'all sitting nice and pretty.
8-2. And got those New England Patriots next week, baby.
Oh, yeah. They playing on Monday night. Maybe still undefeated. Maybe.
I hope. And they coming to our house. Oh, I hope Peyton's healthy. So we can see Brady, Manning, 50,000.
Yeah, maybe the last one.
I doubt it. We going to see him in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We going to see him in the playoffs, of course.
Right. Here we go.
Brady, Manning, 50,001 to see who goes to the Super Bowl. You know. Boom. There you go.
I mean, it's only
there it is.
Talking about undefeated. Only one other team that's still undefeated. Them Carolina Panthers.
I got to give it up to Cam Newton, man. I got to give it up to Cam Newton. Real talk. Right now. At this moment right now. He's my MVP. I'm leaning, giving it to Brady. Because, I mean, just Tom Brady, he's just on a freaking tear. I mean, what are you going to do? But Cam Newton, man. I mean, real talk is carrying that offense. I mean, you talk about Kelvin Benjamin is out for the season. You're relying on Devin Funchess, who was a rookie. You got Philip Brown, who nobody has heard of.
Ted Ginn.
You got Ted Ginn.
Love clowning.
Who, because he drops everything. He's fast. He's one of those dudes who's just, you are just that typical fast guy who got hands of stone. Like, you just can't catch the damn ball.
Because he'll make plays, and then other times you're like, oh,
so, and then you got
you got Greg Olsen.
You got Jericho Cotchery.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, dudes, you just don't really know who are like average.
Yeah, it's just Greg Olsen and then the rest.
There you go. And I mean, so, and the fact that he's also has these design runs he does, this kid, Cam Newton, man, I mean, for all the crap he has taken early on in his career.
Some of it deservedly so.
Yes, he was a little immature. And, you know, he let his emotions get the better of him at times. Wasn't really a leader on that team. But he has really developed into a leader of that team. That city has really embraced him after kind of shunning him a little bit early on in his career. I got to give the brother some love, man. He really has worked to improve his game, improve his leadership qualities. And it's reflecting on the field and in their record. I mean, they're 9-0.
Play 10-0 now.
Excuse me, 10-0 now.
21-34, 246 yards, 5 touchdowns.
5 touchdowns. And no pick. Did he throw any picks?
Nope.
No picks. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, this kid is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, Devin Funchess, 4 for 64 in the
touchdown. He's starting to come on. He started off slow. He's starting to bring it on. Mm-hmm. I mean, with Kelvin Benjamin back next year, you got two dudes who are 6'5", 240. Yeah.
It's always been he doesn't have any receivers. Now, if he gets receivers along with Greg Olsen, too, in that defense.
And Mr. who got the best name in the league, Jonathan Stewart, is just killing him.
21 for 102 yards.
How many times have we said he should have been getting the rock all these years when they were split with him and D'Angelo? I'm like, if you don't give Jonathan Stewart the rock. Now, granted, he got injured a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you always saw this dude, he got the potential to just be a 3-down back.
Yeah.
Finally got his opportunity, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm proud for that kid.
I mean, it came in here. Wait.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
44-16 on them Redskins.
When I last saw the game, because I had to go to the grocery store, when I last saw the game, it was tied at 14 apiece.
And that was it.
And I came back, and I was like, 40? What? Jesus Christ, what happened? I mean, Alfred Morris got hurt.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I think he went out with a rib injury. Mm. Matt Jones fumbled again, so he's just he's starting to, like, he got skills, but he's becoming such a headache with fumbles, man. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I know it was a blowout, but in total, 12 carries for a whopping
10 yards.
14 yards. 14 yards? Damn.
Now, they D is good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Luke.
I mean, you after one? After first quarter, you only got 14 yards? I mean, I don't know what you had by then, but I'm like, damn.
And that defense is sick. Mm-hmm. Luke Kuechly, he caught my wife's eye. She was like, who is that? I was like, Luke Kuechly, that fool is everywhere. He is a designated brother. I like Luke Kuechly. Boy, that is my dude. He is everywhere on the field. Man, just Kurt G, sorry, your Redskins, bruh. It's a wrap, son. They done. I know he probably ain't surprised, but
nope. Sorry, Big B. I mean,
sorry, Big B. And God Lord, it's a wrap.
I mean, granted, 4-6.
You're not completely out of it.
But that was an ugly loss.
They could have kept it close.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
Well, it looks like they'll be looking for a new quarterback. I guess Kirk Cousins isn't the guy.
Yeah, 22-30, 207, touchdown interception, 5 sacks.
You like that? do you like that? Oh, man, he has just, unfortunately, I know he was hyped and pumped. You have just given cats a soundbite to use on you. Every time they tee off of you, it's just, you like that?
Crazy.
Woo.
Other news from this week. Hey, man, Colts put out a good win.
Yeah, they put out a
Atlanta,
nice win.
Atlanta, what the hell? What the hell, Atlanta?
That's the bigger story. The Colts got a W, but the bigger story is what the hell is going on with the Atlanta Falcons? Because Matt Ryan, Julio Jones.
Julio Jones went dumb and continues to ball. What he had? Nine receptions, 160 yards.
How many targets?
15.
Who had the second most?
Roddy White.
With how many?
9. Leonard Hankerson had 7. Okay. And unfortunately, the big thing for them, Devontae Freeman had a concussion, which fantasy owners were like, ah, not the best running back in fantasy. The hell?
Oh, boy. So it's Tevin Coleman again. And, you know, I don't know what it is with their offense. They just ain't getting it done. And unfortunately, it's looking like they ain't even going to make the playoffs or hit the wild card. I don't think they're going to get it.
Man, they were and they were losing at home. They were in control of the game.
And they're losing at home.
They were up 21-0.
Yeah, they were. I think, let me see.
They were up 21-0. I distinctly remember them being up 21-0. And I was like, oh, they got this game in the bag. And then I come back and they lost. I'm sitting here like, what the f-?
Yeah, I think I want to say Colts had about like a few turnovers.
Shout out to Matt Hasselbeck. He got it done. Getting the job done.
Even though them two interceptions, I was like, oh, they about to choke this out.
At 40 years old, getting it done. Go ahead, bruh. Go ahead. Shoot, do your
How many of them wins? What they got? Hey, 5-5. He's probably got, what, 3 of them wins?
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe that's going to work in their favor because Andrew Luck is out.
Yeah, he was relying on Frank Gore. Frank Gore had 34 yards rushing, 46 yards receiving. T.Y. Hilton, oh, my God.
Dud.
Andre Johnson had a catch. That's it. You know, but they staying alive, hanging around.
Hopefully they can keep it going. I know Andrew Luck's out, what, probably four to six weeks. More than likely with a lacerated kidney.
Yeah.
Partial tear of an abdominal muscle. God, he got jacked up in that Broncos game. They tore him apart.
Yeah, at this
point. Even though he lost.
Yeah, at this point, you might as well just ride Hasselbeck as long as you can. Get Andrew Luck as healthy as possible because you're close. It is division battle. I mean, Houston took care of business today.
I mean, it's very similar, honestly, to what's going on in Denver. Mm-hmm. Andrew Luck's not been playing well. They haven't been winning many games. You know, Matt Hasselbeck comes in when you hurt and has been winning. You basically won, what, 3 games?
Mm-hmm.
Should we just roll with Hasselbeck? Like, no. If Andrew Luck is healthy, you rolling with Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Hasselbeck got the win, which is all that matters.
Yes.
But for a lot of that time,
he was ugly.
He was not looking good.
He was ugly.
So, they're keeping it going. I mean, yeah, Houston won at home beating the Jets. Very surprised about that. I mean, after last week, winning Cincinnati.
I'll save that for the award.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, nobody, I wasn't expecting them to win.
I wasn't either.
Versus Cincinnati.
If they crack the playoffs, if they win this division, I don't know. Chuck Pagano's gone.
Yeah.
He's fired. Easily.
Anyway, he may not get in. But I will say that if they get into the playoffs,
they're going to be a scary team to face.
Gary Kubiak is going to be crapped on even more. They'd be like, as soon as you left, now we get in the playoffs.
I mean, I thought Kubiak made the playoffs.
He did. I think he did.
I think he made it a couple times. But, yeah,
but I mean, granted, Peyton Manning was there for a while.
Which was, you know, thorn in the hip, so.
And, I mean, they bounced around with quarterbacks, and T.J. Yates started today.
Shout out to T.J. 16-34,
229, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Hey, Alfred Blue had, what, 58 yards rushing, 34 receiving, out of receiving touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins, baby, 5 for 118 and 2 touchdowns.
It don't matter who's that quarterback.
12 targets, he's getting it.
It don't matter who's that quarterback. He's getting all the targets. Mm-hmm. Deservedly so. He's like the one weapon on that team.
And for the Jets, I mean, they're 5-5 as well now.
Thank you, Brandon Marshall, for the touchdown. Appreciate it. But besides that,
I mean, only 70 yards rushing. Chris Ivory, only 8 carries.
It didn't make 36 no sense.
Yards. Yeah.
It didn't make no sense. Especially with Ryan Fitzpatrick coming off surgery on his thumb. You would assume they would have rolled Chris Ivory.
Not a running game, but nope.
I don't get it.
Defense kind of let him down. I think Revis got concussion or something. He got hurt.
Oh, damn. The Jets, they're another one, like the Falcons, who were falling off the cliff, man. They started off hot, and now they are just falling. And in a division with the Patriots, you can't do that if you're trying to really get in. So
it ain't looking too good for them.
Nope. In a great division battle with Green Bay and Minnesota, Green Bay pulled it out. I wanted to see what was going to happen.
Well, sorry,
30-13. I mean, look, Green Bay was struggling for the last few weeks.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And
every team goes through their patches of struggles. It happens.
And this game, losing this game would have really set them back.
Yeah.
but they pulled it out.
Hey, man, Eddie Lacy is back.
22 for 100 yards.
I kept saying when it get closer to the cold weather seasons, and once it start getting cold, you're going to ride that man. Because that's when he's at his best, it seems.
Man.
Later in the season, he starts turning it on.
Yeah, and then James Jones.
He's comeback player of the year.
he should be.
Because I'm seriously, he got released by the Giants early in the preseason. They were just like, all right, Green Bay, we'll take a chance on him.
We'll bring him back. He was good while
he was here.
The
only reason he was brought here is because Jordy Nelson got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, all right, let's see what he got. Oh, he's leading the NFL in touchdowns. Like, what the?
What? He is?
I believe he is. Wow. I believe he's leading the league in receiving touchdowns, wow. I think. He's up there.
Today, 6 for 109 in a touchdown.
He's up there.
Getting busy.
Doing a damn
thing.
Both
these teams, 73. Adrian Peterson, 13 for 45 in a touchdown. Costly fumble.
Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah, that was a very costly fumble. And Teddy B, sorry, brother. He was getting harassed all game. I was about to say, he was getting his ass hit all game.
He was showing something. Dude, he's a fighter.
Yeah.
So, I know the Minnesota team loves him, as they should. This dude, he's going to take this team somewhere.
Yeah, he is.
It's just, I mean, look, the Green Bay Packers up against the wall, had to win this game at least.
They're still like 7-4, 7-3.
Both teams are 7-3.
There you go. I'm like, Minnesota's still doing well, so shoot. Yeah. They Minnesota making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Oh, they're gonna get in.
They getting in.
They getting in for sure. Some other interesting games on here.
Romo's back.
Yep, Tony Romo is back. Looked pretty good against Miami.
Hey, he gave Dez Bryant a touchdown. Thank you. I was like, thank God Tony Romo's back. Now Dez Bryant is actually fantasy relevant again. Hallelujah.
Because they were what? He was out 7 games.
Oh, Lord. They lost all 7 of them. Jesus Christ. I mean, God, how bad?
I mean, they were bad. They had dropped Brandon Weeden.
How bad are you that going into the season, you like the only backup quarterback on the team? I didn't even think they had another quarterback. Tony Romo goes down. It's like, all right.
We'll put you in.
Let's trade for Matt Castle.
Yep. This is not
going
to work.
They gave you some time. Didn't work. It was like, all right, Matt Castle's in. All right, this ain't working, but I guess he's better than Brandon Weeden. All right, let's cut Brandon Weeden. Like, damn.
Yeah. Christian Michael clearly did not work. But, I mean, hey, this is the formula that's worked for them all last season. Jerry McFadden, 29 carries, 129 yards.
Yep.
Gonna work that. Tony Romo, 18 of 28, 227, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
First game back.
Mm-hmm.
He looked pretty good.
You'll take that. And Des Bryant sure is like, yeah, he back. We 3-7. We can make it.
We 3-7. Oh my God.
I mean, if they hit a run.
Yeah. They could. And for Miami, jeez. The Dan Campbell era started off very good, and now it's starting to dwindle a little bit.
Yeah, Lamar Miller, 7 carries.
Yep. Thank you.
7 carries. This dude been killing for y'all.
And he's on my fantasy team. Hello.
Too. I'm sitting here like, wait a minute.
Jesus Christ.
Once again, all these teams like, dude, you give your workhorse back, at least give him 10.
F 10. You give him at least 15. 15 to 20.
15 is enough.
Minimum.
And you're only what? Dallas scored 10 in the fourth.
You were in the game the whole time.
So you
can't leave the game in Ryan Tannehill's hands.
Nope.
You know that. Like, what the fuck?
You should know that.
Hey, I don't get it.
They're 4-6 and continually.
And it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
I didn't get that.
Aye.
I didn't get that. Hey, shout out to the number one pick. With his own, had his best game of the season.
Famous Jameis.
Mm-hmm.
5 TDs.
Man.
Go ahead, brother. Do your thing. Hey, shout out. Hey, he is making me a believer, I will say. I wasn't the biggest Jameis fan coming in, but he is making a believer out of me. The kid looks good. And you know who else looked good? Doug Martin.
What?
They going to regret rescinding his tender for this season. He is a free agent after this year, and he is making him some cash.
Yeah, he going to be gone.
Some cash. So you better pony up some dough if you want to keep that kid, because what do you have, 200 and some odd yards rushing? Ridiculous.
We had 235 total. Whew. And 170 yards in the first half. 2 yards short of tying Barry Sanders' record for most without a touchdown. Damn.
Damn.
That's crazy.
It's crazy to have that many yards and no touchdowns.
Yeah. But Jameis Winston, 19-29, 246. Five. Four of them TDs was in the first half. They was killing.
Got to give it to him.
Yeah. And then them Eagles, man. Oh, Lord.
Shout out to King Killer and E Color. And
we got a lot of them. Kai Love.
Kai Love, sorry. And Kimba Fuzz, apologies. Ass whooping. Yeah, it's funny.
We was watching the whole.
You got knocked the fuck out.
I watched the little pregame stuff, and it was all this. Mark Sanchez. Is he
auditioning for a starting gig? That nigga ain't getting one.
26-41, 261 yards, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Typical Mark Sanchez, and they got blown out. Blown out by Tampa Bay. Come on, man. And
you didn't look at the targets.
You know what?
10 targets went to Brent Celek. 7 for 79. Next was Darren Sproles.
How many targets did Riley Cooper have?
3.
Let me tell you something.
Jordan Matthews had 4.
This is the curse of Riley Cooper. This team ain't going to be good until Riley Cooper is no longer the starting receiver for that team anymore. He is the worst, most useless wide receiver starting in the NFL right now. It's ridiculous. Even due to replacing some of these, who Kamar Aiken and all these guys, they better than Riley Cooper. So I don't know why this cat is starting, but until he is benched, they will continue to lose games. And I feel no sympathy for that.
No, I don't either. But
sorry.
Yeah, Ryan Matthews was out this game. DeMarco Murray, 13 for 64. Hey, man, Tampa Bay's 5-5. Keeping their playoff hopes alive.
Oh, yeah, Tampa.
Go ahead and pass the Falcons because they clearly don't want it.
Hey, I'm Lovey. Lovey got these guys playing. Go ahead.
Hey, they 5-5. You have 500.
Yeah, that's can't what's up. Can't ask for better than that, for real.
There's some other game. Look, man, I put this dude in because I thought, okay, he playing Detroit. Maybe he'll do something. Man, come on, Baylor. Up with them Raiders, man. Oh, my God.
Derek Carr looked so boo-boo today. He did. He just looked terrible. It was an ugly game, period. I mean, look, Latavius Murray, thank you for the touchdown, but they wasn't much on the running game. Amari Cooper didn't do nothing. And then Michael Crabtree got hurt. It was a bad game for the Raiders, man. And they're starting to lose that momentum they had going. And unfortunately, Baylor, I don't know if they're going to clinch that last wild card.
Yeah, losing
spot.
To a then 2-7 Detroit. Oof.
They beat Green Bay, though.
Yeah, Tavis Murray, 13 for 28.
Oh, for 28 yards. Come on. What did Derek Carr do?
Derek Carr was 13-25, 169 yards.
That's nothing, it?
0-0. 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
Oh, damn. What did Amari Cooper do?
Amari Cooper.
Is he even on the list?
4 targets, 1 reception, 4 yards.
Oh, probably shut him down. Damn.
Yeah, Crabtree had 11 targets. Well, I started him 6 for 50, but finally he got hurt.
I don't know how hurt he is. When I was watching the game, he got hurt, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's just. But Detroit, they fought. But, yeah, you know, Calvin Johnson, 5 for 88. But is it time? I mean, realistically.
They tried.
It seemed like Matthew Stafford, more like he's not coming back. Calvin Johnson has not looked good at all this season. At all. I mean, now all of a sudden, that huge 11-year contract now don't really look as good.
Well, now I will put a lot of that on his quarterback because your quarterback got to get you the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, he and Matt Stafford just ain't clicking right now. I don't know if it's, you know, different offense or whatever it may be, but things just ain't looking good. You know, Jim Caldwell looks like he's done.
Yeah.
And yeah, Detroit is just a mess right now. I don't know.
Equins and these other quick joints. Seattle just rolled all over the 49ers. 29-13.
It was embarrassing.
Yep.
Kaepernick is gone, son.
Kaepernick placed on injured reserve, injured shoulder. And yep.
How you injure your shoulder and you ain't even start?
Supposedly, was he playing with it for a minute? But it,
that's what they say.
I mean, they sat him and all this, come on. It just, he's getting traded.
Yeah.
That's how it feels. He's just getting traded.
And he will end up as a backup quarterback. I'm sorry. It's he may not get an opportunity. He'll get an opportunity.
No, he'll go to some place where he gets an opportunity to challenge for the number one quarterback spot. And whether he gets it or not is a different story.
I'm not sold on the kid. Never was. That's just me.
No, but hey, in that game, Tom is Rawls. What? 30 carries.
I didn't even know Beast Mode wasn't going to play.
209 yards.
I'm picking him up just because on Fantasy League.
Like, I'm surprised. I got to find out if he's still available. I don't think he is.
Lord have mercy.
Because he had been – Bully picked him up because, you know, Beast Mode was hurt for a while.
And arguably
– And he had 3 receptions for 46 yards and a touchdown. If he was in your lineup, yeah, baby.
Because damn.
Yeah, he was killing. Russell Wilson, 24-29, 260, 3 touchdowns on my bench. Boom with that.
Same with here on my bench. Like, God damn it.
But them Niners, oh my God. And then sad news in Baltimore. I mean, it's just like, it just keeps coming. I mean, they got the win, which is a good thing.
But,
you know, it's no, where it at? Peter Griffin just been kicking it with them all damn season. Joe Flacco, out for the season, torn ACL, tore it in the game. And hearing
at the end of the game, on the last drive.
Hearing Harbaugh talk, he kept out. He stayed out there.
Yeah, apparently he spiked the ball and all that stuff while it was torn, which is soldier.
Yeah. Now I'm the win, 3-7. Rams are so close.
Feel bad for Baltimore, man. Losing all those guys, Terrell Suggs, Steve Smith, now Joe Flacco, Dennis Pitta's out. Like, you're just like, damn. Oh,
who else they have? Who else I see on here?
Oh, Justin Forsett broke his arm today. You're like, God damn, can we catch a break?
They rookie Brandon Perriman is like, just put you on IR because you ain't coming in. It has been a lost season.
Yeah, it's been really bad. So, better luck next season.
Javorius Allen.
Added him too. I'm put in my claim for him real quick.
Yeah, Todd Gurley, 25 carries, 66 in a touchdown.
Slowed down a little bit,
but yeah. I mean, the Baltimore teams, they fight. I will give them that. They're not gonna quit even with the season they have, and they still gonna fight.
And then arguably the worst team in the league, the San Diego Chargers, lost 33-3.
Damn.
Got to give them to San Diego. They got nobody. I mean, Malcolm Floyd's down. Keenan Allen's down. Antonio Gates has been in and out. Their offensive line has been banged up. Phillip Rivers has been dealing with all kinds of injuries, and I don't even know who he's throwing the ball to anymore. Stevie Johnson and some other guy. Like, I don't even know who is on – who. I feel bad for him.
Oh, Dontrell Imam.
Yeah, there you go, whoever that is. I don't even know who that is, so –
Melvin Gordon, 15 for 30.
No, he's been such a disappointment his first year. He's got to bounce back because, whew.
And Danny Wood had one reception for 9 yards. That's quiet for him.
It's been a horror. It was a bad game. So
yeah, it was. It was.
This is another lost season for another team. San Diego, they're done.
You got knocked the fuck out.
That was terrible.
And for you, Charkandrick West, Fantasy League holders. He hurt his hamstring today, so I don't know.
And Spencer Ware comes in 11 for 96 and 2 touchdowns.
Oh, snap.
Adam.
Yep.
Adam. You know, he's getting at it.
Yes, sir.
God damn. Hey, man. So, yeah, that was the week. I know right now we're looking at a 7-7 game with the Cincinnati, Arizona. This game going to be good. We're going to try to get through this. We can watch this.
Catch the end, yeah.
And then you got Monday night, you got Bills, Patriots.
I mean, it'd be dumb not to bet on the Patriots on that one.
Yeah, they probably going to sweep the division again for like the umpteenth time.
I hate Tom Brady.
Go home, man.
I have sex with my wife, who kind of looks like a dude. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
This is, wow. Before we get into the games for next week, quickly went over to some news that need to bring up. Patriots keep losing dudes. First off, I mean, Deion Lewis out for the season, torn Achilles, which is bad. Julian Edelman out 6 to 8 weeks, possibly going to come back in the playoffs. Had a screw inserted into his foot. I'm like, ah, damn.
He is out for the fantasy playoffs.
Yes.
He's done. Because they ain't bringing him back. If they are like 14-0, he ain't playing the last two games of the season.
Nope.
So you might as well drop him, as I did.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
Victor Cruz had season-ending calf surgery.
He's done. His career's over.
Was this the second straight season of missing the whole damn season?
It feels like his third or fourth. Like, it feels like he hasn't played in years.
It does. It feels like he was a star dude and all that.
And then all
and
of a sudden.
And it's been all Odell Beckham. And you're ever like, since. Wow, Odell Beckham and Victor Cruz get together. Guess it ain't happening.
It ain't happening. I am going to say it right now. Victor Cruz, his career's over. I personally think his career is over. Mm-hmm. Every time it seems like he's closer and closer to coming back, it's like, oh, something happened. Mm-hmm. That hampered me, and now I'm done for the season.
Yeah, it was like, many of those. Jesus, like, hey, he's close. People quit adding him. I'm going to grab him real quick. Oh, no, he's not ready. Like, Hakeem Nicks back, though.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
They fighting for a spot still.
Yeah.
Saints said, you know what? Sorry, Rob Ryan. We're tired of being last in defense.
Defense sucks.
He was on ESPN this morning. Talking about stuff. It's like, it ain't all my fault. Like, look, it's not all your fault because the players got to play. But, dude, your resume. It's like, your first year, great. After that.
I want to see he made some comment like, people blaming Katrina on me. Like, damn. Jesus Christ. But your defense sucks.
Yeah, I ain't blaming Katrina. I'm blaming these 500 games. I think they were giving up the most chance to get the most passing touchdowns in league history. I'm like, dude, your defense is butt.
Garbage.
And absolute they showed it. I think when he first got there, I think their defense was like eighth.
Yeah.
And then after that, nigga, you're in third. Your ranking begins with a three.
That's what normally it seems like. That's what keeps happening with his defenses. Like, they start off okay and pretty good, and then next few years after that, they just start fizzing out, and they're just garbage defenses. Because Lord have mercy, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's bad. Let's see, we got Freddie Friend Aldon Smith got suspended for the year for going violating the league's. Substance abuse.
We knew something was going to come eventually.
And it came down to, I think, that incident where he had a hit and run and all that. So you're like, wow, but it was coming. And, hey, look, the Raiders are supporting him and whatnot. I mean, the dude gets it done, serves a suspension. If he comes back and can be a value for the team
at bring him back.
Really no cost to them, yes, I'm bringing him in.
Absolutely.
They're going to do that.
Absolutely.
For other discipline, NFL's not disciplining Johnny Manziel for his roadside incident with his girlfriend, which I was kind of, I thought that was cool. Just in the sense that it was like, it's a little disagreement between he and his girl. He pulled over. You don't know what really happened. I guess she ain't saying nothing, but she kind of like, she was like, you know, he got mad, but it's whatever.
She says she feared for her life in the police video.
Oh.
And apparently he... From what she said, smashed her head into the window and all this stuff. All I'm gonna say is, I don't want to bring up race, but had this been a brother, he is not. He is at least getting a one game suspension. At least.
Yep.
So
I will say, yeah, I agree with that.
I'm just saying, both of them admitted to drinking earlier in the day. We all know Johnny Football got problems with alcohol. I'm just saying. I'm disappointed in the NFL for at least not suspending him one game, or in the Browns for not stepping up and doing something about it.
Nope, they just said, you know what?
We need a starting quarterback.
Yep, we are starting quarterback for the rest of the season.
Whatever, man. See, that it is what it is, though. It is what it is. And Johnny Manziel looks ass still, so I don't care.
Yes.
Should have took Teddy Bridge first.
Yeah, speaking of that, man, I know we didn't get into it all, but a little bit with them pictures, though, with Greg Hardy. I mean, it's just Dallas still got drama. I mean, Joseph Randle got hit with 4-game suspension, personal conduct policy. He not with the team no more anyway. Dez Bryant last Thursday had this whole
tirade. He was going off.
Mm-hmm. Tell the truth.
Like, jeez.
They saying that the reporter used the N-word. And you're like, it's why it get dicey.
Yeah. It's just one of the things you're like, damn, do we still dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Still dealing
so
with it.
I know Cowboy fan. Like, please, Tony Romo, get these W's so we ain't got to talk about this.
Yeah, because, I mean, Greg Hardy is just, he's a piece of shit. I'm sorry. That's just what he is.
Yeah.
He's a piece of garbage. So.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this is coming out because of how he responded to the accusations. Now, granted, as with anybody else who was in his position, if you had that loophole to.
Absolutely. You would have used it.
And it just feels like he's an asshole and it's basically not going to be on his record. Mm-hmm. Anymore.
It was expunged from his record.
Same thing with Ray Rice. It's just that has that rule.
Ray Rice is a little bit more remorseful.
Yeah, Ray Rice was like, "That's on me. It don't matter how my wife was doing and all that. It's my fault."
I'm like, I'm sorry. Greg Hardy to me makes Ray Rice look like not a big deal. With the way he's going about it and the way he's acting with this attitude and all this stuff, and seeing the pictures. I mean, great. Ray Rice, and we saw everything in the elevator. His wife, right. He didn't. It's not like he shoved her head into like the bar of the elevator. She kind of fell and hit her head on it, whatever. But it was a disagreement, he and this girl, whatever, and blah, 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 blah. And they're both been remorseful about it.
Yeah.
This fool just seemed like he just like beat her ass and like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I didn't do it. You know, basically, I wasn't charged with it. Like, so nigga, I didn't do
nigga,
it.
Nigga, yes, you was. Right. That you were the first time. That's right. Not it. Right. You, yes, you were.
You were found.
Yes, you were. You found a loophole.
Right.
That's it.
Well, you got tried again, and she didn't.
And
want
you paid
to
her off.
She didn't want to deal.
Yeah, you know she. You paid her off. He probably paid her a grip of hush money.
And now it's a big thing. I mean, with Jerry Jones saying all that, and he's a leader. I'm like, look, just
shut up.
Yeah, just say you know we did our due diligence because it. From what everybody said, the NFL, everybody saw these pictures. This is not the Ray Rice where, did you see the tape? Well, no, we didn't see the tape. Well, according to him, you did see the tape.
Well, in a sense,
this one, they were like, we saw the pictures.
And they gave him 10 games.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't mad at, which I was like, okay, cool.
And then he got him. And got the 4. I don't know how the hell he got the 4.
That the pills prices, I don't know. But the NFL slapped him with 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
At this point.
But the fact that all that baggage, they leading sacker, I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised if he's back on the team next season. He is.
He's a dick.
Wow. So they're looking forward to week 12 and them Thanksgiving games. Yeah, baby. Everybody going to be sitting down. You got Philly at Detroit.
Mm.
That game
garbage. Garbage. Are you kidding me?
Then you got Carolina at Dallas. Interesting.
That's gonna be a decent game.
Mm-hmm. You got Tony Romo back.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina's still rolling, trying to stay undefeated.
These are some awful games.
And Chicago at Green Bay. Were they what, like 0-35 the last?
Jay Cutler can't beat them, so it doesn't matter. Well, I guess I ain't playing Jay Cutler in that game.
No, well, you know, hopefully for him, he got some mojo. I mean, but if he gets no Matt Forte, no Alshon Jeffrey back, yeah, it's just going to get ugly again. Mm-hmm. Especially now that Green Bay kind of got their mojo back, starting to get things back on track. I don't know about it. Yeah. Then looking at Tennessee,
games.
Buffalo at Kansas City, Tampa Bay at Indianapolis. The way Tampa Bay playing.
Right.
Colts better not lose that one.
Some of these games are just horrible.
Giants at Washington. New Orleans at Houston is interesting. Would be an interesting game to me. Minnesota at Atlanta. Sounds good.
Exactly. It sounds good, but you're like, God damn, Minnesota should kick their ass.
Yeah, the way Atlanta's been playing. St. Louis and Cincinnati.
Cincinnati better win that game.
Yeah, but that's a nice test for that Andy Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego, Jacksonville.
Oh, my God.
Miami at the Jets.
It's okay.
Arizona at Frisco.
Even Isley is telling you how garbage these games are right now.
Pittsburgh at Seattle. Okay.
Okay, there we go. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Give me something worthwhile. I got to wait until the afternoon.
Yep, and then New England at Denver. Which everybody
it
knows.
Is.
There you go.
And then Monday. Son of a bitch.
Baltimore at Cleveland.
Oh, my God. Did y'all really were like, you know what? Let's get Johnny Football on Monday Night Football. Holy shit.
Yeah, we just going to get eat leftovers and sleep on Sunday because there ain't nothing.
Yeah, because I'm resting then. I will be copping some Z's because shoot. Sorry, Storm. No offense.
That's just an ugly week, dog.
Golly.
And that's ugly.
Whew. Jesus Christ.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We are going to come back. You're going to hop into some more sports. We got a lot more to go.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Check us out on blackisonline.com.
All right, we're back. Brother Lemmy Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So let us know, man, what y'all think of this NFL. We got through week 11. We getting close. Got six more weeks to go. But the fantasy playoffs is shorter than that. Got a lot of moves to make. I know the trade deadline's coming up and all that. So get yourself ready. Hit us up. Any of that, hit us up via email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @brotherslehman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Hey, ask us if you got any fantasy questions. Playoffs are coming up, so hopefully we can get you a W.
Holla. Hey, man. Yeah, so let's hop into this NBA real quick.
All right.
When the Golden State going to lose? Because they don't look like they ever going to lose. I know they playing tonight. ESPN happened to just decide to air this game versus Golden State. I mean, versus the Nuggets. See if they going to break, Hakeem's record of most wins out the box from after winning a championship.
Yeah. Let's see.
Steph clearly is.
They're not going to.
Almost did with the Clippers.
I'm going to predict. Damn.
Them Clippers done shit. Hey, man.
I'm going to predict their first loss. I know this is going to sound insane. Their first loss is going to come December 30th at Dallas.
Damn.
Look who they're playing. Okay, let's just kind of, after the, who are they playing today? They are playing, what are they playing right now? They're playing Denver. Which they gonna win. Then they play the Lakers. Then they play at Phoenix, which they should win. Then they play Sacramento. Then at Utah, which they're gonna win. Then let's go through the list. They got at Charlotte, win. At Toronto, probably gonna win. At Brooklyn.
That's a tough one.
W. Yes. At Indiana, W. Should. At Boston, W.
Yeah.
At Milwaukee, W.
Probably.
At home against Phoenix, they don't lose at home. Which means they're going to beat Phoenix, Milwaukee, Utah. Ooh. Here we go. Never mind. No, F that. They're beating Cleveland on Christmas. at home.
They're playing at Christmas?
Wow. They play Cleveland at home at Christmas. They winning. And then they play Sacramento at home. And they winning.
It's a holiday game on television.
They winning. They don't lose at home.
Oh, snap. LeBron James beat Cleveland, beat Golden State. They better.
They losing. Their first game is going to be December 30th at Dallas. That's my prediction.
That's crazy.
Which is insane to say.
Yeah, 14-0 right now. Just killing everything.
I will say this. We haven't said this in a long time. They have a legit shot of breaking the Bulls record.
Yes, I know people are like, oh, we don't want him to talk about that record's not being broken. I'm like, straight up, that was what I heard about the Lakers record. The Lakers record was not being broken. Nobody's winning more than 69 games.
They have a legit shot to break that record.
Just the way, based off the way they're playing right now. I mean, yes.
They now, seem unbeatable.
If they win like every 10, 11 games, they lose one. Like, well, they're going to hit it. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to really know until they get to about. Until
we get to like February.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the All-Star game or a little after the All-Star mm-hmm. game.
But right now, you don't know.
They on pace.
Oh, but that Clipper game, though. Choke City.
I told Chris, the Clippers at this point need to shut the fuck up. They have no right at all to talk any kind of smack against anybody, especially the Golden State Warriors. They have nothing left to say. Golden State was waiting for you in the Eastern Conference Finals and you choked. And then you talk all that smack, oh, we were lucky and blah, 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 blah. You had like a 20-something point lead against them and you choked that away in the fourth quarter. And they kicked your ass at home. So, Clippers, just shut up. Just Doc, all y'all just hush. Don't say anything else about the Golden State Warriors because you have – there's nothing you can say.
Blake said it good after the game. He was like, and ain't no rivalry. They better.
There it is. They better than y'all, period. Steph Curry is the best shooter in the freaking universe.
You let them shoot 73% in the fourth quarter.
Every three was open, it seemed like. Every three. Mm-hmm.
Defense was terrible. All the others was carrying it. Draymond Green had a great game. Harrison Barnes was balling. All they have to do, if Steph Curry struggles, that's okay. We'll just keep playing. We'll keep it close. And all of a sudden, fourth quarter, you know, the team takes a two-point lead. Oh, here comes Curry. Yeah, I'm closing the door. With three threes and like 12 seconds, and it's over with.
I've heard this mentioned. Is Steph Curry the best player in the league right now? Right now.
I don't know. I don't know because I got to say, we were having a discussion on Twitter with some folk. Russell Westbrook is killing this year.
But they're not winning.
They are what? But, I mean, look who got – he doesn't have his other dude.
True. Who technically is better than him.
It's starting to get debatable at this point now.
I said the spirit, shout out. You need to come to the Durant side. Y'all ain't winning without the man.
Well,
Durant got to be there to get y'all the W's because he's better than Westbrook.
Yeah, but their team is like top heavy. It's like, oh, well, Kobe balling but Shaq out. Well, nigga, if you ain't got both, you ain't winning nothing. Like – they clearly need both. You ain't winning with just Kobe and Rick Fox.
KD can't Brian win Shaw. One but without Westbrook?
With that team? Hell no, he can't. Look, I mean, I'm watching Russell Westbrook. He is, to me, looks closer to averaging a triple-double than LeBron James did when he was with Cleveland the first time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And he's putting up 40. He ain't putting up like 20, 12, and 11. He's putting up 38. I mean, he's leading the league. He's leading the league in assists.
Yeah.
I will admit, he's gotten more efficient. He seems to be a better leader. He's taking better care of the ball. He's learning. He has vastly improved. And this last couple years, I mean, he's really taking his game to a level. To me, at this point, it is he and Curry and Westbrook right now are battling for that MVP trophy.
Mm.
He bowling. I mean, Curry
is killing.
It's a better shooter.
Westbrook
by
may
far.
Be balling. Curry is killing.
But you say who's the better? Who does other stuff well? Who's the better rebounder? Westbrook, by far. Assister, it depends on if you go by stats or what, but they're both pretty good passers.
Who's better at shutting the game down? Curry. I can shut this game down with ease. Because I can stroke it from 42 feet away from the basket, and you can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, but then he's got.
You can't do nothing. No matter who guards Steph Curry, you getting eight. I don't care. You can put Kawhi Leonard on Steph Curry, and he going to eat him. He going to eat him up. Yes, I said that. You put Kawhi Leonard on Steph Curry,
you put Kawhi, like,
he's eating him. Kawhi he's Leonard, getting his.
He ain't getting 40.
That's debatable. The amount of the way his shot is, I don't know, man. I don't. The kid's unbelievable. He misses one, you give it right back to him. He's making the second one. If you allow them to get an offensive rebound, they making it the second time around. Yep. Easily. His shot is so ridiculous. It's wet all the time. Yeah,
it's hard to say. I need to see. This season is going to be the telling one if he's ready. Because, like, LeBron James.
He's still the best player in the league, as of right now, coming into the season.
Curry is really pushing him.
He's knocking on that door.
And I will admit, Westbrook is knocking on the door, too.
Yes, he is. But I don't know. I can't put Westbrook above his teammate.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is that dude. I'm sick of people dissing Durant, man. He is that dude, not you specifically. But people just be like, people just forget about KD. I know the man's been hurt, but healthy, he is second best to LeBron.
Healthy, period. Yeah, but now you're going to be like, a Steph Curry better than Kevin Durant?
No. Because Kevin Durant can shoot. Not as good as Steph Curry, but he is close. He is one of the closest players in the NBA to be able to shoot that well. Yeah. And especially with his height and all that stuff.
Yeah, 6'11 frame.
And he's wet. And I'm stroking 90% from free throw land. What?
The only reason Westname not in the discussion is he can't stay healthy.
Oh, Anthony Davis. God
damn, he hurt. He's been hurt every year.
Yeah, sorry. There was a lot of hype going into this season. That was kind of like the one thing people forgot about. Like, he gets hurt a lot.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, like, his whole damn team get hurt.
And his team sucks.
If his team is healthy, they have enough talent to make playoffs.
Absolutely.
But right now, fucking 3-11. I think Tyreek Evans supposed to come back. I think this field is like, 11 different starting lineups or some ridiculous amount. Like, this is crazy. What are you looking at? Yeah, my Spurs is quietly hanging around. That's all I want to do. Yeah, focus on Golden State. Focus on Cleveland and them.
That's all I talked about with my Bulls.
Spurs, surprisingly, 62 games. Yeah.
Because the way people shitted on Chicago, I'm thinking I haven't even really been keeping up because I've been busy with work. I thought Chicago was like eighth in the East and stuff. And I'm looking. I'm like, wait a minute. They're tied for second? And people are just crapping on them. I'm like, fine, just go ahead. Don't really talk about us. Let us just fly under the radar. Nope. That was a good-ass game against Golden State.
Mm-hmm. minus D. Rose. Yeah, because, everybody's like, oh, there you go. He hurt again.
He sprained his ankle. See,
they're not going to rush it back.
Hell no.
I mean, other teams you rush, I'm like, but you ain't been nowhere. If you've gone deep in the playoffs before, and your expectation is to go deep. You ain't rushing no injury back. Getting that rest.
We still second. I mean, Spurs are just. Yeah, the Spurs really have been kind of just chugging along. Because I haven't heard anybody talk about the Spurs at all. And then they second in the West. Okay. Yeah, they just floating.
Kawhi Leonard
has been balling. It seems like every game he's just dropping like 20, 25 points now, like with ease.
They're opening up more for him. He's getting busy.
He's expanding his game, man. Yeah, give it to him.
Look at anywhere else. Toronto still playing well.
Spirit, I'm telling you now, my ball prediction is going to come true. They are tied for fifth in the East.
Come on.
They ain't making the playoffs.
Nine and six?
And look right behind them. The Knicks are 8-6.
Yo.
Hey, Porzingis, oh my God, let me tell you something.
That's
right
now. Seven block game?
Let me tell you something right
what?
Now.
What?
Let me tell you something. I got to give credit where credit is due. Phil Jackson did a good job Captain Porzingis.
As of right now.
As of right now. I still think he need to be on the chopping block. But as of right now, with that move, that was a good move.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately for the Lakers, they seem like they just got the short end of the stick. Like, Karl Anthony Towns has been playing well. Jahlil Okafor has been pretty good. Porzingis is balling now. And Russell ain't doing shit. And you're just like, Laker fans are frustrated with D'Angelo
Russell. Well, I think the difference is, you know, Towns getting all the minutes he can. I mean, granted, Towns was going to go first to that team.
The biggest difference, I mean, is everybody else had a point guard. He's a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to run the team.
Yeah.
They're Porzingis, just big dudes where they can.
He's going to get the minutes. Porzingis, Jahlil Okafor going to get the minutes.
Yeah, and they going to get the time and everything. I mean.
You know, and over in L.A., he get, you know, and yes, I do agree that. You have to earn your time.
Yeah.
If you're playing like crap, if you're playing Kobe Bryant-esque
defense,
you know, James Harden-esque defense where you're just letting dudes go, then yes, as a rookie, yes,
yeah.
You're getting pulled. And especially with a coach like Byron Scott, old school, you're getting pulled. So it does. But, yeah, I've been impressed with Porzingis. I mean, yeah, look, we knew the dude had game. It was just
we
how
didn't
long
know.
Before we really get to see how good he can be. And then we ain't had to wait.
Yeah, about to say. He's putting up double-doubles, and I'm like.
Rebounds, he's struggling it from outside.
This kid's pretty freaking
putting
good.
Up the blocks,
he's
too.
He's pretty
like, wow.
Impressive. Mm-hmm. I must say, pretty impressed by
very
him.
Confident in himself and his game. I'm like, okay.
I mean, after a quick start, though, Detroit, man, what's going on?
Yeah, they kind of moved back down a little bit.
Andre Drummond's still doing his thing, though. He is. He's starting to make a name for himself as, like, the best center in the league because, Jesus Christ, he's putting up 20-20s like it's nothing.
Yeah, once he gets to the point, and, you know, still in his career, once he gets to the point where he starts really making an impact on defense, you ain't going to be able to do nothing.
Nope.
Give me the motherfucking ball.
Boston hanging around?
Yeah, Boston's still fighting, man. They got a lot of talent. Disappointing, though. Man, Houston Rockets 5-9. So long, Kevin McHale, which I –
was shocked.
Very shocked.
Shocked.
Dude got your team to the Western Conference Finals. If you want to say the Clippers allowed them to go there, whatever. You can say that. And you can put it on the Clippers. But I'm looking at he was what? 193, 130 in five seasons. Three straight playoff appearances. They were not really playing defense at all.
Yeah. Now, part of that I heard was Dwight Howard.
He getting the coach killer label?
That's what I've heard.
What did he do?
I don't know specifically what he did, but I've heard his name come up as a dude who kind of pushed him out the door to an extent. So I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not, but I mean, for Dwight Howard, yo, for a dude who years back we considered the best big in the league. You have regressed. And the sad thing is you got a coach who is one of the best big men in NBA history.
Mm-hmm.
And they hooked you up with Hakeem.
Yep.
And you were over here with Kareem. You suck offensively. That's just what it is. Offensively, you're garbage. Period. Because, golly, are you kidding? I have never seen how you can be around, surrounded by such great, historically... some of the best bigs in NBA history, and you still can't develop an offensive game? What the hell, man?
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
The skyhook, the dream shake, and then fucking McHale had championships with Boston.
McHale had post moves up the butt.
You can't get a fucking post move? You suck. Jesus Christ. Like,
boo this man.
Boo! Hey, God, man, Laker fans are like, good.
Anytime some bad news come up with Dwight Howard, they're like, good, he ass.
God, he is. Like, he's good defensively. That's it.
But he don't even feel like he that good
defensively. You on DeAndre Jordan status offensively. Might be worse than that. Because, God, at least DeAndre Jordan. Like,
hey, Dwight Howard allowed DeAndre Jordan to get his check.
Yeah, he did.
Like, hey, you want to play no... offense.
God. But at least DeAndre Jordan will put up some points. Like, Dwight Howard, like...
he be having quiet games here and there.
He's just garbage.
He is,
God,
man.
God, he's
it's
so
just,
weak.
You know, but they've taken a... you know, a lot of that I know was the Ty Lawson, you know, who had his plea guilty to drunk driving the other day. I know it's just working them in. I don't think Pat Beverly is healthy or what. I thought he was a scratch one game. They're trying to work it out. And especially Kevin McHale seems like a defensive guy, but this particular team is not relying on defense. It's just give it to James Harden
and just let him create. Do his thing. Yep.
I think Ty Lawson does not need to start with him because James Harden is ball dominant. He's going to probably give you like 8 to 10 assists a game.
Yeah.
But he needs to have a ball in his hand. It's bad. I'm really surprised. And now they fired him, so we'll see what happens. But, you know, you got an impatient owner and an impatient GM who just want to, you know, they're going to blame it. Oh, let's get another star.
Analytics showed us he wasn't right. He wasn't the right guy. Analytics proved it.
You know, J.B. Bickerstaff filling in. And, like, early, this is on some Mike Brown stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 5 games in. Oh, because I didn't hear anything about
at all
having any doubts or whatever. It was just, hey, we know we're not starting off that great. Oh, you know what? Word? Okay, fire.
It's like, what the hell?
And then over in Sacramento, dude. What was you going to say?
I was just going to say, speaking of terrible, let's just get this out of the way. When is Philly going to win their first game? They 0-14. When
what's the record?
0-14. Ew, and God.
I'm gonna say what's the? It's like 0-20 to start the season.
I don't know.
Let me see. Ugh.
Cause maybe Boston at Boston. I mean, they've been playing hard though. Mm-hmm. I give them credit for that. They are trying. It's not like they're just throwing in a towel.
You feel like Brett Brown ain't gonna make it.
I feel bad for them. Because they're trying. They're actually playing hard for them. But you're just like, God damn, there's just not enough talent here.
They got Minnesota. Minnesota's played pretty well,
exactly.
I admit.
That's why they ain't winning that game.
Boston's played well.
I don't know.
They're going to win at Houston.
That shit would be funny. If
they won at Houston, I would die laughing.
That would be funny.
Uh-oh. At Tuesday, Memphis. December 1st versus L.A., I don't know.
There it is. Mark it down. Mark it down. They at L.A. too? Oh, no, they at home.
They
playing the Lakers? Mark it down. Because Okafor going to be like, let me show you why I should have been number two.
Oh, Okafor going to go dumb on that.
Let me give it to you. 40 points. Done. And what did D'Angelo Russell have? Like 6? Yeah, there you go.
I'm watching that game. Because we get the Lakers. I'm watching that game. I'm watching Jahlil Okafor. He going to be like, give me the rock. Give me the rock. Give me the damn rock.
Yeah, but the Sacramento Kings, look, considering they started off like 0-8.
Yeah.
It's not half bad. It got to a point where it was like, George Karl might be fired next week. Yeah. And then they won like 3-4 in a row. So you're like, maybe, I don't know, maybe, you know, DeMarcus Cousins dropping the F-bomb at George Karl fix things a little bit. I don't know.
But that was weird because he didn't get in trouble for it.
Specifically what he said.
No.
But he did. He apologized for it as well.
But nothing happened. Apparently, I've heard the stuff that Fly Day came down and was asking the guys what they thought of George Karl and
the fucking tick.
You know, now DeMarcus Cousins was suspended a game for throwing an elbow at Al Horford, which was totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
It's like, what? You know, yes, the Kings, you should do everything in your power to make sure that is the last thing you do is trade DeMarcus Cousins.
Yes.
However, you cannot say we're going to ride DeMarcus Cousins for 8, 9, 10 years. If you that bad, you got to trade him and just start off.
Yeah.
And it starts from the top down. The owner don't know what the hell he's doing.
No.
You should have let Mike Malone, at least let Mike Malone go the whole season. He's like, dude, we had you for 3 seasons. Ain't nothing happened. You gone. But once he was like, this dude reached our star player.
And he's winning. Mm-hmm. Good Lord. It's the same owner who's talking about cherry picking. And all this. He's stupid. He doesn't know what he's doing.
And an injury, you know, Jonas Valanciunas out 6 weeks with a hand injury. No. I saw that just popped up, which may add to, they missing the playoffs.
Well, they beat the Clippers tonight, so. Clippers are whack, man. I'm sorry. Just Jesus Christ. But losing Valanciunas is huge, though. That was a big loss, man. But who knows? I mean, I still don't think they're making the playoffs. I am sticking to that to the bitter end. They ain't making it. They ain't making it. They're going to hit a losing streak at some point. And they're just going to lose like 5, 6, 7 in a row.
Oh, see, I'm looking at what's in the stat now. We were talking about that game. Well, Oklahoma City just beat Dallas. Russell went, got 31, 11 assists, 5 boards, 5 steals, and a block. 12 of 22.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Good, but,
not bad at all.
Moss golf out 2 weeks. Timothy Moss with a strained shoulder.
Nobody cares. I mean, at this point, I haven't really even heard people talk about Cleveland. Nobody cares about Cleveland until we get to the playoffs. Nobody cares. I don't, personally.
Yeah.
Because they ain't my division, so yeah, I really don't care.
Yeah. I mean, we going to talk. We got something to throw in there for the awards or not. But, you know, they just doing it.
They handling their business.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't mad at them.
Nah, they going to be on the radar. I know LeBron came out and was like, they're not playing hard enough. You know, like, Golden State won the title, and they look hungry as hell.
That mustache got to go.
I
hate that mustache.
You looking old. He looks weird. You already old.
You already look old in the mug. Now you look 55.
They look like you got grandkids. You
look like your daddy. Your daddy's daddy.
Now I covered up this bald line. I'm going to get some mustache. Let's go. Changing my look up.
You look 105. Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, man. That was funny. All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going.
All right.
Hey, man, college football, great weekend.
Yeah.
We're getting close. All these games starting to matter. Good matchups with the top 25. Let's just start off with the big game. Shout out Michigan State. Went into Ohio State. Got the W.
I was not mad at Zeke Elliott at all for being like, man, fuck these coaches. These coaches are stupid. You gave me like 10 carries? I'm your best player. What's wrong with you? He read the stat. He's had 100 yards every single game.
Yep.
Why am I only getting 10 carries? I don't know what they're doing. Yep. I'm going to the draft next year anyway. It don't matter. Peace the fuck out.
Nah, I'm different with that. Like, all right.
Oh, I was not mad now, at look, him.
Everybody won the pile on Ohio State. They hadn't played anybody of significance, and they finally get to play a ranked team, and they lose with a backup quarterback.
Who?
I think Michigan State had a backup quarterback.
Oh, yes. Michigan State did. Yes.
Even
more reason.
They didn't run him enough. I agree. They didn't run him enough. But this is not – if this was the bowl game and this was your last game.
Yeah, 12 carries. 12. Yeah, and had a touchdown. What the
fuck? Well, supposedly he was hurt earlier in the week. So, look, but here's the thing. I get him being upset. I'm okay with him saying, you know what, I thought.
How'd a quarterback get 15 carries? Quarterback got 15 carries.
Yeah, it's college.
And they I get 12?
They got eight runs.
I'm your best player. I was so, hey, look, I'm with you.
I'm totally okay with his frustration. And one, I hope everything he said to the media, he said to his damn coaches and offensive coordinator. That's who needs to hear it.
Oh, they heard it.
Yeah, but I mean.
They heard it, all right.
This is one of them things where it's like, hey, you getting very Des Bryant-ish. If you have an issue, tell it to the people who can fix it. Don't be like, oh, well, I ain't coming back now. This is my last. Look at, so what? So basically, you're not playing against Michigan?
I get it.
Like, you know, oh, so you don't think nobody else in that locker room mad?
Oh, Cardale Jones came out and said he's going next year to the draft.
Yeah, so what?
You're irrelevant.
Yeah, but I mean, it just was. I get it.
It was immature.
Yeah, I totally get him being mad. You just don't say all of that
to
the media.
Yeah.
You can say, you know what? I wish I could have got more carries and whatnot, but you know, it just wasn't, you know, they played a better. What you say is you deflect and you're like, hey, they played a better game. You know, I wish I had the opportunity to do a little more. And you just do not. When the media throws that hook out, oh, so are you saying that your offensive coordinator? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying as a guy, I'm a guy who wants to. I want the ball, and I wish I had gotten a little more. That's all I'm saying. Oof. But to be like, oh, they suck. I'm leaving. Like, oh, oh, really? We thought you was coming back next year. We know how the game worked.
Oh, man.
You was killing last season. You got your title. You know you're going to do it. If you're eligible to go, if Ezekiel Elliott, we know he going, he's eligible to get drafted, he going in the draft.
Yeah.
He ain't going to wait to when he was like, I'm leaving. Like,
we knew that already.
No shit, dude. But damn, man. Keep it together man. Come on.
It was frustrating.
Ooh, that was big win for Michigan State.
Yes, it was. They could sneak into the playoff.
Mm-hmm. Iowa, they getting in the Big Ten. They in the Big Ten championship. 11-0.
Notre Dame just keeps rolling, man.
They do.
They beat Boston College. Baylor.
45-35 over number 6, Oklahoma State.
Baylor's got a chance.
Baylor does have a chance.
Especially with TCU playing terrible the way they have.
Yeah,
been.
But no Trayvon Boykin.
Sucks.
Which, this is the one thing I do hate because they take everything into account. It's like Oklahoma won the game, they seventh. They going to get dinged. Yeah. Well, you played TCU. However, Trayvon Boykin wasn't there. One of his starting wide receivers wasn't there. You know, okay, he puts up 400 yards a game. He not there. Yeah, you won.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not really feeling it. I mean, Stanford won. That Michigan, Oklahoma, Ohio State game going to be off the chain.
Yes, it is.
The Pac-12, they not getting into the championship.
They keep beating each other up.
But I do like the fact that I like that the conference is – real competitive.
Yeah.
So maybe we can pull one out, but UCLA beat 13 Utah, which I was loving that.
Oregon whopped USC.
On that ass.
Whopped USC. 48-28.
Oof.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Sure did.
Damn.
Shout out to Navy. They are 16th. I'm loving it, too. That's what's happening.
What happened in Northwestern beating Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
Temple upset in number 21 Memphis.
That's ridiculous.
Now number 17 North Carolina still undefeated. LSU falling the hell off. Lost to number 22 Ole Miss 38-17. That's like what, 3 straight losses, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not looking good. Florida State won. They know we playing. Since Florida won, they all playing. We can't wait to see that. Let's see what these rankings are. I know the college football ranking comes out Tuesday. As of last week, was Clemson was 1. Alabama was 2. They won. Ohio State's dropping. Notre Dame was 4.
They're Iowa going up.
5th. Going up Oklahoma State. They lost, so they've fallen. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma 1. They're moving up.
Mm-hmm.
Florida's moving up. They're 8th. Michigan State is jumping real big. Real 1, so they're moving up. Stanford 1 moving up. Michigan 12 moving up. I mean, it's going to be got these championship games, man. It's going to be good.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see it. Since we are talking about some college football, shout out to them folk over at Missouri. I know it's old news and all that. We didn't get to talk about it, but I'm proud of what the Missouri football players did.
Damn right.
Standing up, getting involved because, you know, even though what's the name said it when it happened.
Michael Sam?
Yep. It was like, you see nothing happen till the football team got involved. Like, yep, money talks.
Yes, it does.
Money talks.
And it's a shame that it had to come to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this kid who was on a hunger strike the whole time.
Yep.
And that basically didn't move the needle at all. And then finally the football players who stepped up, whom you heard about. I guess half the football team was kind of, you know, with these guys. And I did hear that there were some football players who weren't, you know, fully 100% down with what they were doing.
Yeah.
But they did support them nonetheless.
Yeah, coach supported them. Stood by
them. Yeah, they coached stood by them, which was cool to see.
Even though the coach now came out that he resigned, he was resigning due to health reasons, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, sad to hear.
I'm very proud very proud of the football team taking a stance to help these college students out. But I mean, this is it ticks me off the fact that it really had to come down to the football players really stepping up and having to do something about it. I mean, I know, you know, they generate the most money and they generate money for basically all the sports and things of that nature, football and basketball being the highest two paid, you know, sports and college basketball. But I mean, these kids aren't seeing a dime, and we will have a nice, I'm putting a clip on here from South Park. So for those of y'all who watch it, enjoy it. Because I will be getting on there.
Yeah, because that's how that feels.
That's just how it's just, that's exactly what it made me feel like when I heard about it.
Hello there. The name is Eric P. Cartman. I'm a well-respected owner in the slave trade.
In the what?
My peaches, what a wonderful office you got yourself, yeah? Certainly got yourself a lucrative business, don't you? Well, let me get right down to it then. Like yourself, I'm also in the slave trade. But at the moment, I find myself in a little quandary with legal issues. Was wondering if you could share some secrets.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You have some mighty strong-looking workers here, sir. I'd be willing to offer you $40 for two of the white ones and $50 for the blacks.
Are you referring to our student-athletes?
Student-athletes? Oh, that is brilliant, sir. Now, when we sell their likeness for video games, how do we get around paying for our slave student athletes then?
Look, there are good reasons why our student athletes cannot be paid, young man.
I ain't arguing. If they got paid, then how'd we make all our money, right?
We do not own slaves, and we have no desire to own slaves.
But of course you own slaves because... Oh, right. Of course you don't have desire to own slaves, sir, neither do I. And if there was any government agency listening in on this here conversation, they should know that we're not talking about slave ownership at all. All right, so now how do you get around not paying your slaves?
Get out. This is a prestigious university, and I am not saying one more word to you.
You think you can do whatever you want just because your corporation is a university? This country was founded on the ideals that one corporation couldn't hog all the slaves while the rest of us wallow in poverty. Screw you, sir. I'm going home.
Proud of these guys. Glad to see that the president had to resign because it was like, nigga, you fucking with our money now. So,
Yeah. And there was a lot of stuff that could have been resolved. You know, a couple incidents here and there. Again, you can't control all of it on a campus. But come on. Like, swastika on feces on the wall. Like, come on. You can lock it down. If it was that important to you, you could lock it down.
Yep. So, shout out to that football team for real for making a difference.
And I got to say, it was weird, you know, with LSU losing three straight. I've heard rumors of Les Miles.
Heard that also.
Maybe job.
Maybe
security.
On the chopping block.
No, no, man. It's crazy.
Really? You ain't firing him.
Nope. See what, you know, just let
He's one of them dudes in LSU, man. Louisiana be like, what?
Yeah, who you getting?
Exactly. You let him let him ride out when he wants to ride out.
Right. And they've still been playing well. I understand, like, you know, Texas with Mack Brown and all, but Les Miles, they always get ranked and whatnot. You know, people just get tired. You know, we ain't in the big dance now.
Yep.
But hey, go ahead and fire him. Because about 150 some odd schools will be like ringing his phone. He ain't gonna have no problem. Yeah, man, this weekend, man, I can't wait. It's rivalry week coming up. I'm looking at all the games. You got Oregon, Oregon State, Baylor, TCU, Ohio State, Michigan. What's the guy? You out here, UCLA, USC.
Yep.
North Carolina, NC State, Alabama, Auburn. You know, Penn State, Michigan trying to get in for that. What else you got? Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Florida State, Florida. Oklahoma State. Big games going to determine some things.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's going to be crazy. All right, and then we moving on. Last thing we get into with some of these other categories that went down. The Ronda Rousey fight. I got to say, I didn't get to see it, but I've seen all the clips. But fools was clowning. You know, not too long ago, it was the fight before that where that chick who was talking mad trash, talking about suicide and all that, and she was going to be the ass. Everybody was loving Ronda Rousey. Mm-hmm. She the best thing. Oh, can she beat Floyd Mayweather?
She a bad bitch.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking a lot of smack, though. A little bit. She started feeling herself a little bit.
The word. She was trying to become a heel.
Little bit.
Becoming the villain now.
She's starting to just... It's one of those things you... You can be confident, but not cocky.
Mm-mm.
It's just one of those things, you know, it's cool to feel yourself, and that's all right, but...
Some folk be ready.
Yeah, just tone it down. Yeah, Holly Holm whooped her ass.
It sounded like she just didn't really prepare enough, because I don't know, Holly Holm has boxing skills, and she wasn't prepared, and she was getting smacked the fuck around.
You got knocked the fuck out!
Literally.
That kick. I had to look a few places to see the kick because all they had was pictures. But it was like, wow.
She had to go to the hospital after the fight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she whooped her ass. Woo.
Yeah, that was bad.
I got an award for Holly Holmes. For sure.
Oh, yeah, and then some other stuff came out. Are you saving that for the award?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to say that. But, yeah, I mean, hey. You know, and I saw the part where they touched gloves. She didn't want to touch gloves. You like... Oh, word. Hey, it's like that.
Like, come on, Ronda.
Like, oh, okay, you don't even want to touch gloves? Okay.
It's like, all right.
Touch this.
Come on, Ronda.
We going to touch gloves. This glove to your face. It's like, God damn. And then yesterday.
I didn't take your car, Ronda.
That would mean Ronda.
Oh, Chappelle's show is great.
Never get enough of that. And then in boxing news, the big fight, Canelo Alvarez defeated Miguel Cotto by unanimous decision, damning the middleweight title.
I didn't watch that fight either.
Yeah, but like, who got it? I was like, man, I got kids. I can't go nowhere.
I didn't really know anybody who was buying it. So, I mean,
I could have gone somewhere if I had the chance to see it, but it sounded like it was good. I heard Cotto was not really happy with the cards and whatnot. So, shout out to Alvarez. She only has that one loss to Floyd.
Yeah.
But
I know he won a rematch, but that ain't happening.
Yeah.
Keep dreaming.
Yeah. And then the big news for everybody who loves playing fantasy, this crap with the DraftKings and FanDuel, where Attorney General Eric Schneiderman was banning their, the use in New York, saying they're illegal gambling. You're like, what? I mean, it kind of feels that way, partially with the payouts. I think, you do the whole weekly, like we play, and you get a big, hopefully get a big check at the end. But if you like, I'm going to play one day and win $350,000, you're like, that's not gambling?
Yeah. This is one of those things. Is it gambling? Is it not? Yeah, it's gambling. The way I look at it, it is gambling. You're putting money in and you're getting paid money if you win. So to me, that equates gambling.
Yeah, it's quick money too. It ain't like you, it's daily.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But to ban it, I don't know, man. That's hard only because it's generating so much money.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. Like when you got a corporation or two that are just generating that much money, there's a reason gambling is still around.
And that's part of the reason why
gambling is legal in Vegas. I mean, there's a reason gambling ain't never died. I mean, it's too much of a moneymaker for
and they got to keep it around someplace. Like,
of course they got to regulate it.
Yeah,
and all that stuff.
Regulate it. Basically, you need to pay me some money.
Yeah, exactly.
Just somebody was like, somebody didn't grease the wheel.
Exactly.
But
they're at a point now, they can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
They can afford it.
Work out. I mean, New York is the only one who seems to really be like that.
I have an issue with it, yeah.
Right. But other places are like, yeah, whatever. Okay.
They generating money.
DraftKings, FanDuel, they fighting it. Filed a lawsuit in New York Supreme Court.
Mm.
So, we'll see how that plays out. Clearly, the ads is not stopping.
Oh, no.
Everybody got a DraftKings, FanDuel thing.
I don't. I've tried it. I've played it.
Curious.
I have not. I've tried it.
Just to be like,
I mean, if you try it, I recommend people, you got $5, try it. Mm-hmm. Just see. See what it does. See what they do.
Yep. All right, y'all. Let's get on out of this joint. Let's head to these awards for the week. Always as usual, starting off with the Noise Award.
Noise, noise, noise.
Noise.
All right, I got two noise awards for this week.
Sure.
First one, I was going out to Browns head coach Mike Patton, who had said a couple weeks ago that Johnny Manziel cannot use his height as an excuse for not playing well. Because I remember reading, he was like, you know, well, I can't really see over the line like that. He was like, yeah, dead that. What that mean? He was like, Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, shut up. Don't use that. And so I'm like, I like, yeah, tell him. You tell him, Mike. I love that. That's and then I got to give, and then Aaron Rodgers, you know, who some people, you know, he can be a little dick at times and confident, but, you know, during last week, he calls out a fan who was made a comment during the moment of silence for everything and went out down in Paris. And I was like, yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, they always want people to speak out, you know, players and whatnot. So I appreciated him. Now I was like, look, this was a moment of silence. That was a total lack of respect, and that was not cool. Yeah. You know, I appreciated Aaron Rodgers coming out and letting folks know, like, look, all right, some tragedy went down. Let's not make light of this. This is serious. Oh, like, it's funny until it happens over here. And then it ain't funny.
Then it ain't funny no more.
Those are my noise awards.
For sure. All right. I got a couple. First one for me goes to Marshawn Lynch. Back on November 1st, after his team beat the Cowboys, Marshawn Lynch went to good old Mickey D's down in Dallas and met a young man, 17-year-old by the name of Terrence Downs, who was mopping the floors. And apparently the kid told him, you know, I like your shoes, and told Marshawn Lynch he wanted to buy a pair of those one day. Then Marshawn Lynch said they steered the conversation towards what his future plans were, which included opening his own boutique. And he said Lynch handed him $500 and said, if you're serious about getting those shoes, there's some money to help you get them. My job is to continue to see you grow. So I was like, I thought that was cool. That was a cool gesture by Beast Mode. You know, you got guys, you see kids out here who do have actual aspirations. You know, they may just be not have the means to be able to work at certain places they want to at this particular point in time, but they have goals just like the rest of us. And, you know, for him to just be like, you know, here's $500. I mean, you don't know what that could have done for that young man to help him, you know, buy, you know, get him started with his business or whatever he may need to do to get his foot in the door. So I thought that was a cool gesture. Other Norris Award, which is why I've deemed this man the best shooter ever. Steph Curry. Now
Curry with the pat.
We all know how good his dad Dale Curry was a pretty good 3-point shooter in his time. Steph Curry has been in the league how long?
6-7 years, I believe, something like that.
He's already passed his daddy on the all-time 3-point list for 3-pointers made.
Wow.
Already. He passed his father for 42nd place all time. It's crazy. And here, listen to this. What's even more impressive about Curry's ascension into the all-time list is how early in his career he's doing it. Curry has played in 427 games. In comparison, his father needed 1,083 games to hit 1,245 threes.
Damn.
To put all this in perspective, all-time leader Ray Allen played in 1,300 games, making 2,973 pointers. If Curry continues this pace, he could reach Allen's record with more than 250 games to spare.
Damn.
He's going to go down as the all-time leader in 3-point shots before his career is over easily.
Easily.
I mean, the kid is just incredible. And I know it was probably, you know, a nice thing for him to pass his daddy on the all-time list.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little family
rag,
moment.
Rag,
yeah.
Rag and rights.
I love that commercial where his dad comes in where they're sitting down. He's like, get out of my chair. I'm still your daddy.
MVP.
I'm still your daddy. Which is funny. So, I mean, you know, shout out to him. Them is my Norse awards.
All right. Okay, I know we got a gang of these, so let's hop into this joint.
Mm-hmm. What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, man, what you got?
All right, I got a few. The first one I got, I stumbled on this on Bleacher, and I couldn't even believe it. So there is a new app. I don't know if you heard of it or not. It's called Rumbler.
Rumbler, okay.
Rumbler. It's a new app. It's called. It's dubbed the Tinder for fighting.
Okay.
So basically, it's an app where, as it sounds, you basically set up to go fight somebody and go fight somebody.
Is it?
So the company is, let's see here. So per Alfred Ng, I guess is his name, from the New York Daily News, says, we have raised relatively substantial funding from a private American investors and the app is fully developed. The beta for the app will be launched November 9th at 5 p.m. Rumbler is an app for recreational fighters to find, meet, and fight other brawl enthusiasts nearby, according to the app's website. It encourages users to insult their matched opponents with this pro tip. Tell your match what you don't like about their picture. Basically like Fight Club. I was like, what? Is this where we've come in the future? Now we got an app you can just set up to go meet somebody and just... I want to fight.
What happens if you lose? Can you sue? I mean, because like it's not sanctioned. Like it's not legal.
Oh, man. This is just... Yeah, that was... I was... What? The next one is going out to the Carolina Panthers. Their defensive end, Charles Johnson, was put on injured reserve at the end of September. Only one problem. The game against Tennessee, where Carolina was playing them, he didn't get to go. He basically was standing outside the stadium and had to buy his own ticket.
Damn.
And tweeted a picture of himself outside the stadium. It was kind of, says, when you're standing in front of the stadium with no ticket, at Panthers, shaking my head. Guess I'll buy my own ticket. LOL. Serious.
Damn. Oh, wow.
And so... I was kind of like, dang, dude, I know he's on injured reserve, but you can't even get your star player a ticket to the game. It ain't like this is just some regular defensive player. It's like your best pass rusher. You can't get him a ticket. I was like, that's kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Next one. This goes to the situation, not specifically to the person. I felt really bad for this person, especially considering our father's past as well. Doug Flutie lost his parents both on the same day, less than an hour apart from each other.
I saw that.
Like, what? So apparently his father had been ill and been in the hospital and suffered a heart attack. And then I guess after that, his mom had a heart attack as well. And both of them had passed away. So I was just like, wow. So my heart goes out to Doug Flutie and his family. Yeah, I mean, that's to lose both your parents is tough enough, but to lose both in the same day in the matter of like an hour,
that's
I
crazy.
Can't even imagine how my mind would just work anymore after that. That's insane.
Yeah, you just be like, maybe they just wanted to go at the same time. Golly, that's the only thing like, you can think of because you're like, damn.
What goes through your mind? And last but not least, Holly Holmes. So my wife brought to my attention today, I guess a lot of people have been getting on Holly Holmes because she, quote unquote, using steroids and blah, 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 and all this stuff. There's a video out there that she showed me on YouTube, and there's a guy who caught a picture of them at the weigh-ins, and the picture of Holly Holmes, he zoomed up real close to her vagina, and... It almost looks like there's something sticking out of there. And
all right.
When you do the research, women who have overdosed or, you know, gone abused steroids, it almost seems like it has the opposite effect it does on men. You know how men tend to, their balls and stuff tend to shrink. Women, it almost seems like they seem to grow. The vagina grows, and it appears to turn into something that almost looks like a penis. Seen a couple photos. Very disgusting. So when I saw that and saw the video and everything and dude talking about it, it was one of those things like, wow, now I really got to wonder, did this chick take steroids? And...
Uh-oh.
Oh. Snuff. It was kind of messed. People are taking shots, and one I did find funny. One person put up a picture and said, she looks like Vera DeMilo.
Oh.
For those of y'all who don't know who Vera DeMilo is, that is Jim Carrey's character on Living Color, who was a female bodybuilder, I guess, if you want to call her. I call her Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
But it was one. It was just funny,
poison
man.
Poison pit.
So I mean, not to make light of the steroid situation, but I mean, if it is true she did use steroids,
yeah, it's not good.
Definitely not good. And yeah, this don't count. You didn't fairly beat Ronda Rousey, and you know, shame, yeah. Shame.
That is. All right, well, I got a few. I got a lot of few on here. First one, Spirit mentioned to us on his show, so I wanted to make sure I mentioned it, about the Suns wearing the socks with Steve Nash's face on it. I was like, and I think Digest mentioned it when they were here, and I had to look at it. I was like, what? Steve Nash socks? And I saw it like, why can't we just wear regular socks? And it's literally like a sock with a image of face. Steve Nash on it. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. Yeah, that's a lot. So shout out Spirit for that. Another one goes to Jeff Van Gundy during the game. I think when the Mavs were playing. Oh, yeah. When
the Clippers played the Mavs. Yeah,
and somebody asked him about everybody, all the fans booing DeAndre Jordan. And he wondered, basically compared the fans booing DeAndre Jordan to Cowboy fans cheering for Greg Hardy. I was like, yeah, slow down a little bit. I was like, yes, you know, all DeAndre did was choose to say, no, I don't want to come. Didn't give a reason or all that, or just didn't want to talk to anybody from Dallas about why didn't want to change his mind. Just he went back. So, yeah, yes, if I'm a Dallas fan, I'm booing him that game. After that, yeah, whatever. But I got my boo out. But to say, well, these same fans, they cheering Greg Hardy. I'm like, no, it doesn't work like that in football. We all have players who we don't like. Well, not everybody, but players who you may not like on your team. Doesn't mean, well, because I'm a Cowboys fan, Greg Hardy's on my team, I'm not pulling for my Cowboys now. You're not doing that. I'm like, I don't like him. I'm not pulling for him to succeed and do well in life. He's an asshole. But he's on my team. I'm going to pull for my team. I'm not pulling for him. This is not basketball. Basketball pushes stars.
But
NFL pushes teams.
I understand what he's saying, though.
No, I get what he's saying. But you're like, all he did was change his mind. I'm like, yeah, but you ain't a fan. Clearly, you're not a fan of any team whatsoever. So you don't know.
I don't. And the thing is, with the whole DeAndre Jordan thing, I don't think the biggest thing is that he changed his mind. Biggest thing is that he changed his mind and didn't have the balls to call somebody and say, hey, I changed my mind.
Yeah,
your mama called. That's lame. I mean, that to me, that's the biggest thing is like,
we come into your house, we locked out. Won't you just tell me, hey, you know what? I'm re-signing with the Clippers.
Look like a
sorry.
Little punk. Exactly. I mean, that to me, that was the bigger issue that I had with Jordan. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the fact that he changed his mind. It's the fact that
he avoided.
It almost seemed like he wanted to avoid confrontation.
Yeah,
I didn't want Mark Cuban to get mad at me. Like, what?
You
man up and tell him, look, I'm liking where I am. You know what? After thinking about it, I like where I am better. You know, I do apologize, but I'm sticking with the Clippers. Period.
Right. Ain't nobody saying, like, does he have to do that? No. But it looks some kind of way when you don't. So, you know, yeah. Moving on. Philadelphia 76ers are the first team in NBA history to start 0-10 in back-to-back seasons.
Oh, snap.
That's terrible. 0-10 back-to-back seasons.
We knew they were going to be terrible. Yeah, I mean, that's
the first time you've created a new record in the NBA.
Look.
0-10 in back-to-back seasons.
I want all Philly fans to understand this and realize something. I get it. I understand. I literally do. I completely understand that Philly fans are like, what the fuck? We're not getting any better. Things don't seem to be transitioning into the right direction. I get it. Understand something, though. I really do see what the big picture is, and I see what the GM is doing. I know people are like, Sam Hinkie's a fucking dumbass. He doesn't know what he's doing. I see what he's doing. He's trying to bet. He's setting up young pieces so that they could be there for the long haul. And I get that, and I understand that. Now, some of the pieces, yes. You know, the undrafted free agents and some of the rookies and stuff, you're kind of like, well, what? Are you even trying to get free agents? You're in a point right now you can't get free agents. First of all, Philly isn't like one of the number one destinations anyway.
Well, you suck. When you suck.
Even if they don't suck. I mean, honestly, Philly is not one of the number one destinations of America. It's not.
If motherfuckers ain't willing enough to sign to play with the Lakers.
That's what I'm saying.
They ain't going to Philly.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, you already have that against you. So you have no choice but to build this way. It's not a matter of, well, he's not even trying. It's like, dude.
He's trying.
I don't have any else. There's nothing else I can do. You tried with him with Joel Embiid. That was a disaster. You know, that kind of threw a wrench in the whole process. So then instead of, you know, maybe choosing, you know, a Porzingis or something like that, you had to go get another big man.
Or
Moutier or something like that. But it was like, well, shit. We the plan of teaming Nerlens Noel with a center the first time fell through because Joel Embiid got hurt again. So let's try it again.
Well, I will say this: if it had worked out how it was supposed, like teams like this, the way it would have worked out, where they would have been a lot better. You had Nerlens Noel; he's hurt. Fine. Joel Embiid stays healthy.
Yes.
He gets picked first. So it means you get Andrew Wiggins. Yes. More than likely, Embiid was getting taken first overall.
Yes.
Andrew Wiggins fall to you. Then, this past season, you missed out on a pick because they were going to pick D'Angelo Russell. Yes. Oh, now we get third. The Lakers, you know what? Let's scrap tradition and go the new route and take D'Angelo Russell. So I think part of when you play this game, you have to hit and get lucky on your picks.
Yes.
And they haven't.
No.
Now, Jahlil Okafor, hey.
New Orleans Noel, too.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
But you didn't get like a point. Oh, big.
Well, they had a point.
A swing man.
He just couldn't shoot.
Yeah.
Michael Carter Williams was decent, but he can't shoot. Let's just be real. He can't shoot the ball.
So it's just been a lot of that, and you got a lot of picks. And they all haven't developed enough where you can flip them for a star player.
Exactly. So, that's what I'm saying. So I'm like, I get it. I understand, but it is what it is.
Okay. Moving on. There's been a lot of dropsies. Mike Evans, who I had a lot of drops. Week 9 going, just dropping everything. You had Giants not catching passes that could have won the game versus the Patriots. Odell Beckham couldn't hold on to the ball for the touchdown. My man caught the ball, couldn't hold on to it for the interception. A lot of that. So, I had to put it on there, and I had to be able, you know, I wanted to play this soundbite real quick.
Don't drop that shit.
I know what to do with it.
I just wanted to play that. It's like, my God, because it has been a lot of that. Just like, catch the damn ball. Come on. So, yeah, I had to do that. Moving on. LeBron James.
And I know Spirit's probably going to talk about this on his show, too.
But and decided at some point last game, he made a play, you know, made a shot, didn't work. I guess he needed to breathe the soul. No, I'm worried about timeout, not looking at my coach. I'm just going to go sit on the bench.
I'm LeBron James, motherfucker.
And it was like, wait, 4-on-5.
Technical.
You were like, and then he was like, oh, okay, let me get up. I'm like, wait, what? What? Most players are like, okay, I'm going to walk. You know, he could have just trailed the play and just like, all right, they're going 4-on-5, but I'm not going to sit down. I'm going to just walk up there real slow like big men do. Like, I'm trailing. I'll be right there. Nope, I'm just going to sit down. You like, what the heck? I've never seen that before.
Nah, I've never seen a player.
Well, because it's not LeBron James.
I've never seen a player.
What the hell kind of crap is this player doing? He ain't trying to play hard. I'm questioning his.
LeBron's just tired.
Yeah.
The fuck out of you. That was one play, too. I was like, Can you do that?
Right.
It was like, I'm just going to walk off court, you know, F this play. I'm spent.
Yeah, but didn't go
need
to his
rest.
Right. Just get out the play and at least call a timeout. Nope, I'm just sitting down.
Like, he's coach, GM, owner, I do what I want.
Yep. I guess that he came back and was like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. I'm like, too late now. A couple more.
Oh, boy.
This woman complaining about Cam Newton and his, what's it called? It's dapping.
The dap dance or whatever. I don't know what it's called.
And it was like, oh, my kid feel bad. Oh, you setting a bad example, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what the hell kind of crap? Like, okay, we don't bring up the fact that every time he scores a touchdown, he gives a football to a kid in the audience and makes sure he gives it to a kid. None of that. So your kid was butthurt because he was gyrating. He didn't even really do a pump.
I didn't see any gyration. I saw arm movements.
What happened was player from your team couldn't stop him and then got pissed off because Cam Newton was celebrating. And he was just like, what? I'm like, oh, my God, what does he think of his fans? And he's supposed to be a role model. Now, this dude is doing mad stuff for the community. He's been immature and has gotten better, but he seems to have always been community-oriented and trying to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all about enjoying the game, making the game fun. And you sound like one of these NFL, no fun league type of fans. You know, are you just mad your kid didn't get football? Are you mad your team lost and all that, man? I could believe that. So, you know, I'm sorry, but.
Guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
And my last one. This is not sports related, but I got to say it. I know the Digest is probably going to bring it up. Billboard top 10 greatest rappers of all time. For their reaction in order, if y'all hadn't seen it in order.
I haven't.
Biggie. Jay-Z.
Wait. This is from one down?
Yes, I'm reading it from one down. I'm assuming it's one down.
Okay.
Or this is just who they got in their top
10. Hip-hop.
Billboard, 10 greatest rappers of all time.
10 greatest rappers, okay.
Biggie.
Okay.
Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem.
Okay.
Rakim.
Okay.
Nas.
Okay.
Andre 3000.
Okay.
Lauryn Hill. Ghostface Killah.
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar? Of all time?
And Lil Wayne.
You know what? Let me tell you real quick.
And my complaint is not what everybody else's complaint is. Everybody else's complaint is, where the hell is Tupac on the list? My complaint is, this is all time.
Yes.
The genre's been around a little older than me, so almost 40 years. You have one rapper, one who came out before the mid-90s.
Thank you.
One.
Rakim's the only one?
One. You don't mention KRS-One. You don't mention Big Daddy Kane. You don't mention Chuck G.
Q-Tip?
Shit. You don't mention, no, I wouldn't put him top 10. You don't mention Melly Mel.
What about Cube?
Yep, Cube could have been there too. That game was pissed about it. He's like, don't ever put this list out with no Cube, no Snoop, no Pop.
I ain't going Snoop and all that, but Cube should have been on there.
To me.
Was Nas on there?
Yeah, Nas is on there.
Okay, I was about to say.
But I'm saying you got mid-90s, you got 1, 2, 3. Well, Eminem don't. 1, 2. Eminem.
How is Lil Wayne on the list? Look, I'll give Eminem his because that man can spit.
Eminem been on there.
Can spit him.
Biggie, he can.
It was just.
Probably.
I just think his career, if he had had a longer career, maybe. He's just such a small sample size.
I don't agree with Lil Wayne at all.
Hell no.
Kendrick
is good now, but if you're talking about all time, he's been out 2 years, 3 years.
He's been out, but I don't think he's at the point where.
I'm not putting him all time great right now.
Not yet.
He hasn't done enough.
Lauryn Hill feels like they
Lauryn Hill,
put
get
woman
the hell out of here with that. No. Well, if you want to put a woman on there, put MC Light.
Yeah. Now Lauryn Hill got rapped.
I'm not saying she can't, but if you're talking about rappers, she ain't one of the first women I'm thinking about.
No,
I'd put Queen Latifah ahead of Lauryn Hill as far as rappers.
If you put in like top 20,
I'd put Gangsta Boo ahead of Lauryn Hill if you're talking about rappers. I love me some Gangsta Boo.
Love me a Gangsta Boo too.
I'm sorry, I can't you Gangsta Boo.
But it's just I don't. This feels like.
But MC this, Light ahead of Lauryn
this
Hill.
This just definitely. Feels like the NBA, and when they talk about the greatest players, it's basically
Jordan, and
on.
After that,
let's throw in Magic Bird just because. What about
we'll forget about Kareem? We'll forget about Bill Russell. We'll forget about Will Chamberlain.
They played in a period where
George Gervin. Who was that?
The competition. What? That's how it feel. I'm like, how do you not have
Pistol Pete Maravich?
You got one dude that was in the 80s.
Bob Cousy.
One.
I'm number one.
Yeah, I'm saying, come on, man.
Hey, I would love hear the Hip Hop Digest take on that. Yeah,
but granted,
honestly,
it's Billboard. We don't care. And literally, if you ask 100 people to put this list together,
straight
you're
up,
getting 100 different answers.
One thing I am surprised by, surprised Drake's not on that list. Yeah. I'm surprised Drake's not on there.
Because they were like,
if you got Kendrick on there, I'm very surprised Drake was not mentioned.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. All right, so that's my long list.
I got one more just to throw on for the road. It leans towards more towards Chris's what the fuck involving Cam Newton with these bitter no fun league people. I don't know if y'all heard Andy Dalton's response to J.J. Watt when Houston beat them in that ugly 10-6 game, and they interviewed J.J. Watt after the game. He said our job was to turn the red rifle BB gun or the red rifle into a red rifle BB gun or something like that. And he was like, you know, we were able to do that tonight and whatever. Of course, the media asked Andy Dalton his thoughts, of course, about it. And Andy Dalton goes on this whole pity party about how, he's setting a bad example and a bad precedent. You know, kids watch and blah, blah, blah. And I wanted to say, you sound like a real bitch right now. I'm like, I'm sorry, but Jesus Christ. I mean, the man threw a little jab at you. And you can't take it. I mean, people just don't have thick skin anymore. Mm-hmm. And I was always told, certain professions you go into, you got to have thick skin. I'm like, wait a minute. You can take criticism from all these people who have been calling you ass for not winning a playoff game. But J.J. Watt says one little thing and I don't know. That's not cool. That's not okay. Like, what? He didn't say anything derogatory. He didn't say anything. He didn't say you were garbage. He didn't say you were whack. He said, you were whack tonight, yeah. And our job was to make you that way, and we did that.
You were undefeated up to that point, and you finally lost against a team who he said nobody picked us to win, and we won, and yeah,
I
shut him down.
I can talk smack, boy. I can say what I want.
Yeah, he just won. When you win, you earn the right
to brag.
Just like with Cam Newton. He was like, well, I was told, you want me to stop celebrating? Keep me out the end zone.
There it is. So, you know, Andy Dalton can't be so soft, man. That's part of the reason he ain't winning playoffs.
Come on,
games.
Man. Get in the playoffs so that way I ain't got to play this.
I have doubts.
Come on, man. Because that's starting to pick up again.
Oh, yes, it is. But that's all I got. That was my last one.
All right, y'all. We appreciate y'all hanging out with us, joining us for another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Blackheads Network. You can find the podcast on our website, blackheadsonline.com. You can also check us out on iTunes, on Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, even Player FM. Any place you go to listen to podcasts, you can find us there. We'd love to hear some reviews. If y'all want to feel so inclined, you can leave us a review on iTunes and Stitcher. We love the five-star kind.
Yes, sir.
If you feel inclined to help us out, we do have a donate button on the website. You go through that via PayPal. We always appreciate that. Shout out to Teddy D.
Yes, sir.
And if you want to get at us, talk to us directly, any of that good stuff, you can reach out to us via Twitter at Brothers Layman, via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, or on our hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for joining us for this long episode. I know it was a little long, but we had a lot we had to catch up on. Definitely want to thank y'all for the long-time listeners. Definitely want to thank y'all for keeping up with us for the long haul. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for checking us out and seeing what we brought up in here in the happy hour. For the medium listeners, for who caught us, you know, kind of in the middle in our episodes, you know, definitely appreciate you as well.
Love you too.
Absolutely. We encourage you guys to, you know, check out some earlier episodes of us and see, you know, check out the foolishness we are letting y'all know about. Isley's a little upset right now, so let me get out of here with this. If you guys enjoyed the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. We got today. In the spirit of if Thanksgiving coming up, go ahead and tell your turkeys, tell your stuffings, tell your mashed potatoes, tell your gravy.
Tell your dressing.
There you go. Tell your dressing.
Mac and cheese.
Tell your mac and cheese. Tell your cranberry sauce.
Greens.
Tell your greens. Tell your sweet potatoes.
Your rolls and breads.
And then tell your dessert. Mm. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And then we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Sam here. Peace.
Later.
I'm just gonna go in and out, what the fuck you need, no bullshit, yo, hurry the fuck up, hey, y'all, I'm scattered with shattering all y'all fragile MCs, I just wanna be free, it's like the Monomax beat, see, I'm a lyricist, and you a conspiracist, thinking any line that you writing could piss some type of fear in us, well, that's a negative, we don't let no weak shit fly, but you might get hungry, just might more if have your hopes too high, for all y'all fuck MCs telling me to change my step, I guess they shit, cause these are niggas finna take their crown, see, truthfully, your rhymes are sloppy. You caught me trying to be the VP, but you not. Gee, I can go on and on without a hook like Murphy. Like I'm purposely Mercury for all the niggas who slept on me. You see, I'm all that. To be honest, nigga, you all whack. I'm doping in crack, ain't no D and no bathroom floor mats. I'm aiming for the top like Ray J to Kim's face. Where your career's at a standstill like Nicky's ass from the shit. You overshining me? Shit, I highly doubt it. You should start making moves rather than making announcements. Can't wait to live comfortably while I'm traveling different palaces and drinking Kool-Aid out of fancy wine challenges. Be honest. Yeah, well, fuck how you feeling. Cause it ain't no always win, scratch status for good. Yo, we ain't signing shit unless I deal worth the boot. So we ain't gon' stop finessing till our stacks hit the ceiling. Yo, we ignorant so we can give a fuck how you feeling. Cause it ain't no always win, fuck that is the villain. Yo, we ain't signing shit unless I deal worth the boot.
Everything I touch turns to AU-79 like I'm King Midas. But it's the son of David in the flesh, I shine the brightest. Drinking wisdom of Elijah, I might try to split an atom so that you can understand the fact my legacy is timeless. Yo, the prime time, universal one to rhyme, trying to eat a couple shrooms and then build with the Dalai Lama. Rain, hail, snow, earthquakes, commence as we felt. All of the above is caused by the son of man, this ain't a metaphor. Oh, you ain't know? Force is strong with this one. I close my eyes and return to the source where it all begun. But anyway, I've been in the cut, fucked up. Got abandonment issues, so see, I don't trust none. Working on my own shit with little to no patience. Cause friends turn to enemies when you're reaching for greatness. And so, for all the MCs, I'ma have to play the villain. Fuck you, you and how all y'all feeling.
Yeah, fuck how you feeling. They say they can always win, scratch that as a villain. Yo, we ain't signing shit unless I deal worth the boot. So we ain't gon' stop finessing till I stack to the ceiling. Yo, we ignorant so we can give a fuck how you feeling. And sitting here always win, fuck that is the feeling. Yo, we ain't signing shit unless I deal worth the boot. So we ain't gon' stop finessing till I stack to the ceiling.
What a cause comes with blood shattered. Let me get at him. I squeeze up the magnum. I'm taking it off. It runs the platinum. Yo, how fast can you move? Do you have to be in the mood? Do I have to have ever scared by making a run for the Liverpool tour? I hit you with strictly questions and hit me with strictly answers on some action. I leave the crowd clapping. You leave them laughing. This ain't no comedy club. I come with pure satisfaction. So my advice to you and your crew, continue practice rapping. Niggas shit, cause I'm split with the funky rhymes. I'm spitting and I'm ripping competition like I found a piece of your composition inside my composition. Any traits I'm digging hotter than the liquor you sip it straight. Nigga, fuck the tape, we ain't got a date. Watch it hit him harder than the death of an innocent. You ain't listening, you're missing it. I'm quoted to prison, get raised in West Los Angeles. Where niggas scandalous, but run for police and cameras.
Yeah, so we can give a fuck how you feeling. They say they here always win, scratch that is the villain. Yo, we ain't signing shit unless I feel worth the move. So we ain't gon' stop finessing till our stacks hit the ceiling. Yo, we ignorant, so we can give a fuck how you feeling. They say they here always win, fuck that is the villain. Yo, we ain't signing shit unless I feel worth the move. So we ain't gon' stop finessing till our stacks hit the ceiling.
My team kills murder rhymes over instrumentals and overshine every motherfucking event. So watch out for these niggas saying they plug with their sockets. Niggas in your check before it gets in your pocket. My crew does nothing but profit. Got these rappers under pressure like they logic. Sit down, I'm outstanding with the knowledge. So with your deal, step the fuck on. I got verses on top of verses. Niggas can't even converse with a chuck on. Yo, I'm walks in a cypher with no fear of another rapper. Cause all these rhymes, it sounding like another rapper. Grab DMT if niggas claiming they got an issue. You strapped up, I grab my pad and pencil. Cause I can kill rappers with the flow I got. Murdering 16s, whether the beat is open or not. And on stage, niggas like to talk a lot. Say no word, we catch their ass in the parking lot. It's like that, motherfucker. Yeah.
I'm not your regular artist, I leave you dearly departed. I've been abandoned apartment and put you rappers in coffins. A non-natural brain, waiting to spark it at the face of my targets. For thinking they are, but they soften and bargain solid. Need to be cautious, walk in the spot, make you empty your wallets. For taking me lightly, I do it big as Christopher Wallace. Keep me your Ruger often, cause niggas be trying to start shit. Now that I'm blowing up like the massacre that happened in Boston. Now these labels calling, wanting meetings. They see we pulling more strings than Paul McCartney, Geppetto, and Robin Stevens. I ain't with it. What is honest, it better be submitted, you providing with it. Y'all ain't talking that, y'all can forget it. So you ain't on, throwing these deals because I want me. And like these hoes out here, me, I just wanna fuck me. But y'all ain't rearranging shit. The same nigga since diapers, I ain't changing shit. No, you can't play the villain.
Hey, so we can give a fuck how you feeling. They say they don't always win, scratch that, it's the villain. Yo, we ain't signing shit unless I did work the room. So we ain't gon' stop finessing till I stack to the ceiling. Yo, we ignorant, so we can give a fuck how you feeling.
They say they don't always win.
Fuck that, it's the villain. Yo, we ain't signing shit unless I did work the room. So we ain't gon' stop finessing till I stack to the ceiling. Yeah.